Welcome back to Canvas Stadium for the all-female post-game show. Game number one of tonight's doubleheader. The Canvas Community Classic here is in the books, 34-7. Pooter beats Rocky Mountain tonight. Let's get to our all-female post-game show. Female equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. Number to call 970-834-2132. It is Ault Feed Mill. Well, Mike, tonight 34-7. We had a 7-7 game at once. It was 14-7 at the break, and we were talking about what does Rocky have to do. Not much different to stay in the game, but really in the second half, Pooter took over.
Yeah, Pooter took over, and a couple of big things that happened is they didn't go down and score on that first possession, but then 5 minutes later, Pooter drives it all the way down and scores, and then you get the ball that's kind of fumbled out of bounds on that kickoff. Backs them up at the 3-yard line, and then they fumble, and it's scoop and score time for Pooter again, and that's the game right there. That little, yep. 5 minutes of real time.
Already hard enough for a team with a freshman quarterback replacing the injured senior Gage Brook. They're not a fast, quick-scoring team, and for them to get down and then give up 2 touchdowns in less than a minute. It was less than 30 seconds, and they built that lead up. 34-7 is the final, though. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, and this guy was good on both sides of the football. Mike agrees. Sage Camerand, this senior, 5'11", 190, great on the offensive side. 2 touchdowns for Sage tonight, right? 2 running scores, and also a great job on defense for the senior. So big night for him, and a night he's always going to remember playing here at Canvas Stadium.
Yeah, well-deserved player of the game for him. Just great on offense, and it wasn't just the 2 touchdowns runs. He had a lot of carries that were big for first downs, yep, and stuff like that also.
Sure did. No question about it. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week can be seen each week up on our website at 1310kfk.com. Take the players of the game for the 2 games we have each week. We pick a player of the week and put them up on the website. All brought to you by Norfolk Iron and Metal. Let's get to the Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game, too. And, Mike, this one kind of told you how the second half was going to go. Long drive to open the second half for the Pooter Impalas.
Yeah, Pooter takes over after Rocky has to punt, and they take over at their own 35-yard line. It's a 13-play drive, takes 5:02 off the clock, and it puts you up by 2 scores against a team that doesn't score very fast. Cameron had an 11-yard touchdown run to finish that one off, but just a huge drive to start the third quarter there for Pooter.
That our Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the football game. 34-7, Pooter beats Rocky Mountain in the inaugural Canvas Community Classic opening game. We've got a doubleheader tonight for you. Fossil Ridge, Fort Collins, they've hit the field right now. We're back. It says 31 minutes. So my guess is we'll be back in about 20 minutes with you to get an early little pregame for you ahead of Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins. Right now, Mike and I are going to take a break. We'll go back to regular programming when we come back. Final score again of game number one. It was the Pooter Impalas 34 and the Rocky Mountain Lobos 7. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Martin Marietta is the leader in the construction and heavy highway industry throughout Northern Colorado. We are hiring for several different positions, including asphalt and dirt crew equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. If you are looking for more than a job and are looking for a career, go to martinmarietta.com/careers. Benefits include medical, dental, and vision, paid holidays, PTO, flexible spending, 401k, and pension. That's martinmarietta.com/careers or call 720-281-1274 to have an application sent directly to you.
For over 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
We get it. You don't normally go looking for a bank, but if you look our way, you'll see something different. You'll see a bank that cares about you as well as your money. You'll see a team dedicated to giving back to your community. You'll see both high-tech tools and small-town values. We're TBK Bank, and we're banking with a single purpose. You. TBK Bank. Visit us online at tbkbank.com. TBK Bank SSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fort Collins Heating and Air and the Bryant Professionals, whatever it takes. How much longer will your old inefficient heating system last? The best time to replace your furnace is before the cold season hits. Right now, Fort Collins Heating and Air is making it even more affordable with the new Home Comfort System Special. For about $3 a day, get a top-of-the-line home comfort system that will provide you with peace of mind and less energy consumption. Fort Collins Heating and Air and the Bryant Professionals, whatever it takes. Fort Collins Heating.com or call 970-GET-HEAT.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995. Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries. Or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
With every new building comes potential. Potential for that building to be the home of ideas, the place to celebrate, or the place to call home. From inception to completion, Buildings by Design ensures that whatever your next building is, it will be ready to capture its full potential. By offering a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships, your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Buildings by Design, online at buildingsbydesign.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA now rejoins regular programming.
I was asked, you know, if he would play a player that was concussed. Obviously, you know what his answer would be. And the setup to this is McDaniel adamant that he would not put a player in harm's way. This is what he had to say.
I don't think that his an injury from last week made him fall the same way this week, you know. But yeah, I do not have any, like, absolutely zero patience for or will ever put a player in a position to, for them to be in harm's way. That is, like, not what I'm about at all, and no outcome of a game would ever influence me being irresponsible as the head coach of the football team. Every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. So, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict. If people don't vary or stray, we don't mess with that. Never have, and as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
I love Mike McDaniel. I love him. And he did say at one point, however, in his opening soliloquy that, thank goodness, it's just a concussion for Tua. And that when he said that, I cringed, because a concussion can last a very long time. And again, if you have one, the next one's easier to get and it's worse to get through. But he was just basically saying, lucky it's just a concussion, and that's not some sort of spinal injury that leaves him paralyzed. I think that's what he meant.
I think so.
And he is right. There is a protocol. And I know the people in the NFL front office who are freaking out today, and their hands are ringing. They're the ones who are saying, we're putting those weird-looking caps on the heads of linemen during training camp.
Should we use those in games?
I don't think so, because, again, this is a game, and we watch it. We all know this can happen on any snap, on any play. And it is possible that Tua had a lower back injury on Sunday, didn't have a head injury, and then just got awfully concussed last night. I don't, from my two cents and from where I sit, I don't think that's what happened. And I think the league has to take a look at the protocol, which is set up during the game to make sure that if somebody doesn't have it, he's quickly returned to play. because they want to get him out there. Players want him out there. Coaches want him out there. Trainers are looked at saying, can my guy go? I mean, everything is geared towards getting the guy back on the field. And the thing I don't understand is if there was an evaluation and an investigation, the Players Association saying they're going to sue or what have you last night, I know I'm kind of paraphrasing, but if there was an investigation as to whether Tua was concussed and got put back on the field, how is he back on the field if that wasn't concluded by the time he's put back on the field? I know it's a short week, but maybe we needed, you know what, a double secret protocol? I don't know, like an extra protocol plus, where if there is an investigation launched or necessary or deemed necessary to take a look at whether a player was concussed and is ready for his next game, that in a short week it's too bad. Got guys not getting back on the field. Doesn't matter how much he's smiling around the facility or clear-eyed or talking or walking or feeling well. That player is not cleared until this independent study is completed and a report is placed on the commissioner's desk or whoever's in charge of this area of the business and give it to the Players Association too. They didn't say anything before the game. They shouldn't be out there. Best to my knowledge. Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to take a look at way players are cleared during the game. And it has vastly improved. How many times do you see in a game where your team's trying to go fast, right? Quick snap, trying to go. Wait a minute, play's blown dead. Why? What's going on? Somebody called timeout? Is it a flag? No. Somebody upstairs is buzzed down. That safety's got to come out because he looked a little wobbly getting out of the pig pile. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. That did not happen when I first started with the NFL Network and started covering games. That did not happen. You know? So it's getting better, but I think we need to reevaluate how to evaluate somebody in a game. And we as fans need to reevaluate the way we look at it. If the guy can't return and you're like, crap, my backup looks awful, too bad. Got to rethink the way we watch the game too. Too bad. There's no such thing as just rubbing dirt on it anymore because what we saw last night was frightening. Holy crap.
I think it was just a coincidence, Rich, but also at the same time yesterday, concussion with Will Smith was playing, and I happened to turn it on it was just like, wow.
Well, it's a different time, and again, there were a lot of dramatizations in that well, and I've heard, and then there are a lot of where not so much. It's a different era. There are different ways of looking at it from the league, and there has been a culture change to a degree. I've seen it, but something happened this week that feels off to a lot of fans. And then it was confirmed when you saw Tua look the way that he did on that turf last night, and it was frightening. Now then, the game. If you bought low on the Bengals, as our Monday guest Chris Long, two-time Super Bowl champion, suggested that you should do, when they were 0-2. What you saw last night, that's the team with an offensive line getting better coming out on an opening drive where Joe Mixon is pigpiling his way into the end zone and Burrow is standing back there, nice clean pocket. That's what you're looking for. And then the rest of the game sacked only once. That's what you're looking for. Maybe a better yards per carry from Mixon, sure. Maybe a little bit more from Jamar Chase in the air, maybe, sure.
Yeah, Chase was kind of quiet until that last 40-yard catch.
But it was a Higgins night last night.
Yeah.
Boyd Day Sunday. I mean, that's what you want to see. You want to see a diverse group of receivers. And Hayden Hurst, everybody. How about that at the tight end position? And defensively, they got after the Dolphins. So in this marathon, not a sprint, the Bengals are back to 500. Their 0-2 start has been evened out. Their next game is against the Ravens, who are taking on the Bills at home this weekend. And as you know, in that Sunday night game, I am sure NBC will have dialed up that 500-yard game he put on Baltimore last December. And I'm sure Baltimore feels the taste of that on the heels of what I'm assuming the Bills are about to dispense.
A whooping?
And I don't know about that.
I know you don't know about that. Let's see. But let's just posit, if you don't mind, a Bills victory there. And the Ravens are 2-2. Let's just say Cleveland goes into Atlanta. And Atlanta, even though Cordarrelle Patterson might be out, we don't know about Myles Garrett. Let's just chalk this up. Let's just do it. Okay? And even if the Steelers come up with their with the win at Acrisure against my Jets.
Acrisure.
Is it possible you got a four-way tie, 2-2 at the end of this weekend, and the Bengals are flat in this mix? That's possible. And even if they are 2-2 and somebody's 3-1, let's say that person is Baltimore. Let's say that team is Baltimore 3-1. They can go ahead and get past them next week by the end of week 5. Everything's fine in the hood of the defending AFC champs. And in terms of the Dolphins, hey, that defense can get after. How about Melvin Ingram, what he's been doing so far this year? It seems like the Pittsburgh hostage has become a Miami volunteer, huh?
All right.
Okay, and he has been volunteering, and that defense can get after people. So just stay the course defensively, and, you know, Tua will, it seems, come back. Because he was seen, you know, he was, came home from the hospital. I would hope that he sits out the next game. Give him a 10-day head clearer, for crying out loud. Because Teddy Bridgewater can sling it.
Yeah.
Teddy H2O is in a position where, okay, you know, these receivers are getting open and he can find them. And Raheem Mostert's beginning to run the ball. The Dolphins are just fine. And they should just let Tua sit. For my 2 cents, they take on the Jets at the Jets next week. Home for Minnesota, then a Sunday nighter against Pittsburgh, at Detroit, at Chicago, home for Cleveland. Miami could go on a nice little run here. Look at the long term. Get Tua's marbles back if it is something that can happen.
I mean, what if he's out to the bye week, though?
Then fine. Then get what Teddy Bridgewater's there for, man.
He looked pretty good.
Yes, of course.
The last pick notwithstanding.
He could absolutely win football games from that position. Certainly if Cooper Rush is doing it down in Dallas with this offense, with those receivers getting clear of their defenders the way that they do. Give Tua the time, man.
I think it would be inexcusable to not have him sit out the next game.
But then again, that is the public perception. I need to get some. I want to see this report best that I can. See this report. And it does not violate whatever privacies would get violated. I need to see how this works. How somebody said Sunday, yes. And how they're like, we're going to investigate it. But he could still play in the meantime. I think for a lot of people who are horrified watching last night, that is a necessity. What do you think? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'll ask George Kittle what he thought watching this last night. Amari Cooper in hour number two. What's more likely in hour number two? You cannot tamper with Amari Cooper when he calls, TJ. All right, you may not.
He's
do
not
that.
Coming back to your team. It's
well,
over.
I mean,
he's
don't
not walking
know
through that,
that
Metroplex
fact.
Door, at least not
you
this
guys
year.
I don't know that.
And then Joe Manganiello in hour number three. I love that man. I don't know if he's bringing his hairless chihuahua, and that is not a metaphor for anything. I mean, talking about his dog Bubbles,
who almost bit you last night.
Not almost. Took a little nip.
Well, you shouldn't have gotten in the area.
I shouldn't have gotten in his area. Fault. That's true. He's got the catch radius. That little dog.
Rich, I got Mac Jones news.
Okay,
I'm not much longer.
I can
sit on this.
Let's do that when we come back.
Oh, my God.
Let's do that when we come back. Let's do that when we come back because he's telling people he wants to play, and I want to hear what you got to say because that's a big game for for New England. All right, we'll take a break. We'll hear that news. We'll hear from George Kittle. How about them apples?
Let's do it.
That's next on The Rich Eisen Show.
It's Superstar Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Superstar batteries. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstar batteries. They also have battery solutions for many hybrid and electric vehicles. So stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com.
Buying a home? Then you've got a lot on your mind. Getting pre-approved, your credit score, closing costs, now rising rates? Phew, it's so much. But with Rocket, you get an advantage. You can lock your rate for 90 days while you search for a home. That's 3 months to shop for your dream home without worrying about rising rates, because yours is totally safe. And it gets even better. Let's say rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase. You'll get exclusive savings from Rocket Mortgage when you refinance to a new lower rate. So what are you waiting for? Rocket has your back if rates rise in the short term and if they fall in a few years. So you can lock it and drop it with Rocket, your partner to help you buy today and be certain about tomorrow. That's the Rocket Advantage. Lock your rate now. Call 8337-ROCKET or go to therocketadvantage.com. That's 8337-ROCKET or go to therocketadvantage.com.
Must lock purchase rate between 7/18/2022 and 12/31/2022. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET for coverage, fees, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and unlessconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Denver area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 8101 East Prentice Avenue, Suite 475, Greenwood Village, Colorado, 80111. Online at CordellCordell.com.
We get it. You don't normally go looking for a bank, but if you look our way, you'll see something different. You'll see a bank that cares about you as well as your money. You'll see a team dedicated to giving back to your community. You'll see both high-tech tools and small-town values. We're TBK Bank, and we're banking with a single purpose. You. TBK Bank. Visit us online at tbkbank.com. TBK Bank, SSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the Do You Remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Paul Dovenbarger about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
CNH Solutions in Ault prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995, Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries, or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
With every new building comes potential. Potential for that building to be the home of ideas, the place to celebrate, or the place to call home. From inception to completion, Buildings by Design ensures that whatever your next building is, it will be ready to capture its full potential. By offering a full range of construction services, using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships, your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Buildings by Design, online at buildingsbydesign.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number the dial. Find the latest and greatest audio entertainment on Audible. It's got everything you want to hear, including this show. Yeah, the Rich Eisen Show podcast is available there with all podcasts, all kinds of audiobooks, exclusive originals, talking comedy, sports stories, deep dives with athletes and entertainers, business, anything else that you're into. With Audible, you get access to thousands of included titles with more added every week. Listen on the road, at the gym, or anywhere you want to fuel up your imagination. Join and get 30 days free at the home of storytelling, audible.com. Now, while we're on the subject of storytelling, Chris Brockman's been spinning a yarn all week. And if there was a headline to his story, it would be, "Please, no more Hoyer." Is that a kid's book?
For the love of God.
That's, you sound like Gio the podcaster during the combine when he told Howie Roseman, "For the love of God, linebackers, Howie.
For the love of God, no Brian Hoyer.
For the love of God." Howie listened to him.
You think Bill's going to listen to me?
So what's going on in New England?
Hey, guys. Patriots practice this morning.
Is Mac Jones out there?
Mac Jones is out there!
Come on.
He is here.
Now, I saw a high ankle sprain once on a Thursday night suffered by Big Ben Roethlisberger. And everybody thought, that's a wrap. He's out for the night. And Marshall Faulk goes, "I don't know with Big Ben. I think he's going to try and come back." We're like, "Yeah, right." Taped it up, went back out there, played on a high ankle sprain.
All right, I'm zooming in on a Mike Reese photo.
Yes. Oh, God.
Heavily wrapped feet.
He's not going.
He's out there.
What do you think? Do you think is this for the benefit of Green Bay?
Yeah, sure.
Of why what? Not? Hey, just you got to prepare.
No, I just don't. How does that work? How does that work? Like you're gonna, like you're gonna. I never understood this. Hey, keep them guessing. Like you can't prepare for Mac Jones and Brian Hoyer at the same time? That's too much manpower. Too much manpower. Yeah, right, you're right. Overloading the system in Green Bay. Overloading the system. Like, Matt LaFleur cannot handle, with the rest of his staff, the ability to prepare for Mac Jones and Brian Hoyer. Keep them guessing.
Here's the deal.
Like, the game plan has got to be different for both. Mac never got out from behind the quarterback netting and barely moved at all when he was back there. Both ankles heavily taped, according to Mike Girardi. Viewing portion of practice now over. Get out of here. So that's just for the benefit
of the media
in Green Bay. Run, tell that,
right,
says Bill Belichick.
There goes nuts. Hey, everybody, look at this.
There we go.
Here's
as if, again, like Matt LaFleur and the Packers cannot have the capacity to get ready for both.
Joe Barry, right? He's running the defense in
Green Bay.
In Green Bay,
he doesn't. Does he have a Hoyer book,
right?
And a Mac Jones book?
Here's the deal, Joe.
That are two different books.
Joe, just some insight, maybe some.
Oh, don't give the opposition insight.
It's totally fine. He probably knows this. He's smart. He's a 52-year-old man, Rich.
With a lot of S going on.
Whatever game plan you were going to use for Mac Jones,
yes,
will work 10 times better against Brian Hoyer. Okay.
What about Bailey Zappi? Is there a Zappi book?
There's no book on Zappi. No one's seen him play.
There's no book on Zappi. How's there no book on Zappi?
The book of Zappi?
The book of Zappi.
There's no Zappi book. The book on Zappi. Write it down.
The book on Zappi.
That's a fantasy.
Either way,
name.
I'm starting Green Bay defense in fantasy this week.
The book on Zappi. Jeez. You know what you should do? You should write down the dates that we say these things because it will help us with context. 11 months from now when we throw them in Paul Rudd's direction for the 2023 Rich Eisen Show fantasy team.
I can do that. That's a really simple.
It's a good
fix. I have been doing that.
Okay.
Four characters.
Okay, very
good.
TJ's already ahead of it. All right. Let's get to our next guest. He's patiently waiting. He will be taking on the Los Angeles Rams in Monday Night Football. He's a big friend of the program, and there's a big game tomorrow. Big game tomorrow. Let's talk about it on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line with one of our favorites from the San Francisco 49ers, George Kittle. How you doing, George?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful to hear that. Look, this may be an odd way to start our conversation when you're playing on Monday night. But yep. What are you doing tomorrow, George? What are you doing Saturday, George? What are you doing? What are you up to?
You know,
Anything?
I'm gonna watch. There's this one game going on.
What is it? What's that game, George? What's the game?
It's Iowa. I think Michigan goes to Iowa. Ah. Is that what it is? The Wolverines.
We now interrupt regular programming with a special sports broadcast after these messages.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Florida Ceiling has been making your house a home in northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Florida Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
We get it. You don't normally go looking for a bank, but if you look our way, you'll see something different. You'll see a bank that cares about you as well as your money. You'll see a team dedicated to giving back to your community. You'll see both high-tech tools and small-town values. We're TBK Bank, and we're banking with a single purpose. You. TBK Bank. Visit us online at tbkbank.com. TBK Bank SSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pope Farms is local, and that means the freshest locally grown produce is waiting for you at Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center in Greeley. Mouth-watering Palisade peaches and fresh pears and apples headline a fabulous lineup of Colorado produce. Check out our locally grown green beans, sweet corn, and fresh flowers. Be sure and pick up some fresh roasted chilies. We grow, buy, and sell local. Colorado proud. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center at Highway 34 and 65th Avenue in Greeley.
For over 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on Amco's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, Amco does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. Amco Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renter's insurance are all lines we specialize in and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears! Go community.
The Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon in Fort Collins is Northern Colorado's home for live music. FOCO's biggest music venue brings you live bands every Friday and Saturday night. The Sundance also offers country dance lessons, off-track horse and greyhound wagering, and features a mouth-watering menu that will have your taste buds dancing too. Northern Colorado's home for live music and good times is the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon, 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins, 970-484-1600.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
We cover more than just games.
He tries to drive for the goal line. Is he there? That's a touchdown for the Reds. Right or true?
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talk about the most important matchups in prep sports.
Yeah. He was a touchdown waiting to happen every time.
And interview the most important coaches.
Head football coach out at University High School, Casey Doss, jumps on.
I think our school culture is really awesome, and I think that has a lot to do with it. And I feel like football's been a big part of that cultural shift.
Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 10 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We get it. You're busy. You don't always have time to catch every KFK program in its entirety. A late night at the office might keep you from hearing the kickoff, tip-off, or opening pitch. That's why 1310KFK.com is the perfect site for you busy Coloradoans. There you'll find all KFK programming in podcast form, past game broadcasts, and local news and sports information, plus blogs, featured stories, and reports. If it's important to Northern Colorado, it's on 1310KFK.com. That's 1310KFK.com.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At Northrange Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about Northrange Behavioral Health's network of support. That's Northrange Behavioral Health.
Allo Communications is looking for new team members to help us bring Greeley into the fiber future. We're building a brand new fiber optic network to deliver unmatched internet, TV, and phone services. But we're aiming to deliver more than just great fiber products. We build fiber to foster growth, support local organizations, and end the digital divide. If you're looking for more than just a paycheck, join a team with a mission. Go to allofiber.com/careers and apply online today.
Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Canvas Stadium, it is part two of the Canvas Community Classic tonight. Hooter already taken care of Rocky Mountain 34-7 in the opener, and now the nightcap, it's Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. One down, Mike, one to go.
Yeah, here we go, number two.
Well, we'll see. The Lampkins come in 1-4. And we'll see what happens. A conference opener for these two teams tonight as they face off against their friends. Fossil Ridge Sabercats 4-1, Jeff Fulton's team. Let's talk about the Sabercats real quick, Mike. Their quarterback, of course, Tyler Kubot, who was just slated to have such a big year. He gets injured. He may be back towards the end of the season. But sophomore Colton Pollock will, as he has taken over, will go. But Fossil Ridge's defense has really stepped up. A 15-8 win over Brighton, a 33-0 win over Windsor, and a 50-14 win over Arvada West since the injury to Kubot. So Jeff Fulton's defense has really led the way.
Yeah, they're really stepping up, and Pollock's doing what he needs to do. He's throwing it at, you know, a 43% clip, but he's really a good runner with the ball also.
Bryce Olson is set to kick off now for the Sabercats, and the Lampkins will get Mike McDonald and Trenton Price deep. And the kick is away, and it's going to go into the end zone, and this is going to be a touchback. And that's the leg of Bryce Olson right there. He is a weapon for the Sabercats. Puts that one halfway through the back of the end zone. And the Fort Collins Lampkins will go to work here. They won their opener against Denver East. But boom, 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 four losses since to Mountain Vista, at Windsor, at Cherokee Trail, and then the game that we had for you against Columbine last weekend. And we'll see exactly what this looks like going forward. But Columbine, that was a tough one for the Lampkins, but we saw where they were the number two team in the state. All right, set to go, first down. Easy Campos is your quarterback on first down, wants to throw it. Right-hand side, swings it out. Pass going to be caught out of the backfield now. C.J. Johnson, I think, with the catch. No, that's number two. That's going to be for Fort Collins. Alex Augustine, who's a wide receiver, a senior, makes the catch, gets about three on the play.
Yeah, they just spread out that Fossil Ridge defense to start, and that's just a design, almost like a screenplay motion. That guy across, throw it to him. Couple of blockers with the outside receivers getting the job done.
So second and seven here for the Lampkins. These two teams, the Lampkins and the Sabercats, have split the last six meetings. Collins took it 34-23 last year at French Field. Second down, Campos is going to give on the handoff here. It's going to be Josiah Elmore, I believe, off the right-hand side, takes the football out to the 24, but there's a flag down here. It was Elmore, I believe, on the carry.
Yeah, this is going to be a hold on that, I believe, 54 or 64 for Fort Collins. He kind of pulled around and just tackled the defensive end there.
Matt Yem's fourth year as the Lampkin head coach. I think he's been 11 years on the staff at Fort Collins, and that's after his time at CSU. And, of course, Matt was a quarterback at Fort Collins High School. Remember back in 2006, went to the state semifinals against Columbine, and on the second play blew out his knee. And that was all she wrote there. All right, all the way back to the 10-yard line here. First down 20, rather second and 20 for the Lampkins. And they might have jumped, I think they did, off the left-hand side that time for Fossil Ridge. That's Griffin Hinckley, a senior defensive lineman. He stepped into the neutral zone.
I'm curious to see Fossil Ridge running with two defensive backs covering three on the wide side of the field here. One guy for Fort Collins split way out, and then two kind of in the slot, one stacked on top of the other. And it's just like a three-on-two out there. A screen play could be really good.
Boy, no doubt about it. Let's see what the Lampkins do. Easy Campos now surveying the situation. He's got C.J. Johnson in the backfield to his left. Yeah, that's interesting with only two backs on that one side and three receivers. Let's see. Going to throw it. Does swing it out. Left-hand side. They've got numbers. The 20, the 25. That's why Mike Danson is an ex-coach. Well, not why he's an ex-coach, but it's why he knows football. You saw it on the outside. I didn't even look at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. And to be completely honest, I would love to see him run it to the outside receiver, have those two guys inside stacked. One go get the corner, one go get the safety. He kind of works back towards the quarterback. That'd be huge if they threw it to the far split out.
So they got 15 of it, though. They're back to the 25-yard line. They need the 30 for a first down. Matt Yem's team comes to the line of scrimmage. Third down, five for the Lampkins against Fossil Ridge here. Opening drive of the football game. Snap back. Easy wants to throw it. Left-hand side pass caught, but short of the first down. On the outside. Going to be looking for Nicky McGuire tonight. That's Augustine with the catch, though. There's McGuire on the near side, number one. But, Mike, here it is, fourth down. You're on your own 29-yard line, the opening drive. I think you got to kick this thing away.
Yeah, and this maybe will show what Coach Yem thinks of how this game is going to go. If he thinks that they really need points, maybe he takes a chance here.
Campos is in the gun, and let's see. Easy might do just a quick punt, or are they going to call timeout? Yeah, Matt Yem's going to call timeout. It's going to give us a chance to get back to our studio, our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle Johnson back in the studio. Kyle, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I got a couple quick ones. Berthoud and Fort Lepton. The Spartans lead the Blue Devils 14-7. Alex Larson, two touchdowns on the ground for Berthoud. And I told you guys Eaton played tomorrow. I lied. They lead Steamboat 20-0. Walker Martin, three first-half touchdown passes already.
Wow, look at that. Steamboat. That's Steamboat has to come out here. What if you're Steamboat and you got every week almost you got to travel out here, right?
Yeah, that's a long trip for them.
That's silly.
Yeah.
All right. Now the Lampkins have said we're going to punt it away. So punting formation, snap back, kick is away. Running after this one, Theo Frerichs looks at it for Fossil Ridge, going to let it bounce out of bounds, and does so as it goes out at about the 37-yard. That's not Theo Frerichs. That is Clark. That's Trek Heworth. Not Frerichs. Come on, Clark, wake up. That's Trek Heworth, one of the best receivers in the state, number six, who was back there. 29 catches leading the club is Keyworth. He had a scrimmage this year. We're in a first half. In a half of a scrimmage, he had five touchdown passes from Tyler Kubot. But here's Keyworth watching that one go out, so Sabercats will take over at the 37, first and 10 here. Colton Pollock, the sophomore. They'll get more out of his legs and his arm early. Here's the throw. There's Keyworth for the catch.
Solutions in all prides himself.
Line and rolls it out now to the 41-yard line. So a gain on the play of about four on the swing pass out, left-hand side to Trek Keyworth, his 30th catch of the year, and it'll be second down here in about five.
And both offenses kind of the same start, just a little screen, kind of let your quarterback get his feet underneath him here in the big stadium.
42-yard line, own side of the field here for Jeff Fulton's team. Second year for the coach after 18 years at Northridge. He's been teaching for 41 years. Talk about giving back. Right-hand side, here's the keeper. Pollock's got all kinds of room. Midfield inside, Lampkin territory, and down to the 43-yard line. Colton Pollock, who can run with he's getting 100 yards a game rushing, and he's getting, 268 divided by 5. He's getting another 50 or 60 throwing the ball. This guy can rack up the yards.
Yeah, just an explosive runner, really. I think they expected him to be playing running back a lot more this season with Kubot, but stepping into this quarterback role and getting it done still.
Other one you want to watch in the backfield is Jake Toshkoff, too, another sophomore. They go up the middle here, and nothing doing. Lampkin's all over that. No gain on that play. Pollock, the carry himself again. So it'll be second down and 10 coming up here for the Sabercats. Already almost 4 minutes into our first quarter here. Long time between snaps here. Looking back over at Jeff Fulton now is the quarterback Colton Pollock, and now he's set to go. Believe he's got Toshkoff in here to his right. Back to throw is Pollock. Looking, rolling left, being flushed out. Now he puts the ball under his arm, running down the left sideline. Great move. He's inside the 20. He's inside the 10. Colton Pollock somehow tiptoed the sideline, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Fossil Ridge.
Yeah, I was so sure he was going to step out of bounds trying to get around a block on that sideline, able to tiptoe. And then, Clark, down the field, I want to give him some love here. Marcus Mosier, down the field, blocking as a receiver, is able to finish his block and open that last 15 yards or so up for the touchdown.
So 6-0 for the Sabercats, an early start for them. 4 minutes and 8 seconds into our first quarter, and here's Bryce Olson for the extra point. Snap plays down, Olson's kick is up, and that one is good. 7:52 left to go. First quarter, Fossil Ridge strikes first. We're coming back in a moment. 7-0 Sabercats. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Mike McDaniel and Trenton Price back deep to receive here for the Lampkins. Down early 7-0. Colton Pollock from about, 40? How was that, 43 or
43,
so?
43, yeah.
Boom. That was a terrific run. He's so quick. But he's also a tightrope guy because he was down inches from going out of bounds about 6 steps and made it down the sidelines. So let's get to our CNH Solution scoring summary as the Sabercats open it up 7-0.
Fossil Ridge takes over at their own 37-yard line. It only took 5 plays, the 43-yard touchdown run by Pollock. 1:56 off the clock. That is the CNH Solution scoring summary.
All right, Lampkins will go to work, and then we've got an update from our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle Johnson waiting patiently back in the studio for us to give him the baton here. Handoff up the middle. It's Elmore who takes the football out close to the 25-yard line. Put him down at the 24, gain of 4, and it'll be second down and 6 right now. We get our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle.
Another game we highlighted early, Trey Olson scores from 75 yards out on the first play for Loveland. They lead Erie 21-7 now in the second.
Good start for Allen Jeffries Club tonight. Number 5 in the state in the 4A ranks, the Loveland Red Wolves. Here's a second down for the Lampkins. 24-yard line. Easy's going to go back to throw. Campo sets up. Going to go down the middle of the field. Tipped and almost intercepted. Well covered on the play that time. On the outside was Joe Van Meter. Van Meter's the leading tackler for this team, but he's very effective as a tight end as well.
Yeah, that play meant to be more of a rollout for Campos there, and the pressure comes right in the face of where he was trying to roll out to. He has to stop and get rid of it really quick, making for the off-target throw there.
So third down and 5, and what you don't want to do if you're Collins here is a quick three and out. Give the ball back to a Fossil Ridge team that had their way the first drive. Third down about 5 for Campos. Easy back to throw. Going to step up here. He might run with the football. Tries to dump it off. It's complete. Catch made to the 30 and very close to a first down. C.J. Johnson was the receiver on the play. And C.J. close. In fact, they're going to move the sticks, Mike. That's a big first down for the Lampkins.
Yeah, huge first down. All the momentum is leaning Fossil Ridge right now. If you have to punt it again right here,
sure.
Man, this thing could get away from you pretty quick.
All right, 30-yard line, Lampkins come out, 6:43 to go here in the first quarter. Second game of two tonight on Preps Radio. That's right. Two for the price of one tonight, free football. The Canvas Community Classic Game 2. Handoff up the middle, Josiah Elmore spins out of a tackle and goes to the 34-yard line. Gain of four on first down. It'll be second and six coming up for the Lampkins right here.
And I just wonder if Dakness doesn't go down last week against Columbine. You know, this could be a completely different look. Just a little bit more of a runner at that quarterback position for Fort Collins.
Thank you to Fort Collins Heating and Air, folks. Todd Harding and company out there. They also have plumbing services. They've got it all. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. In business since 1934, it's your good friends at Fort Collins Heating and Air. Going to throw it here down the middle. Pass wide open. Making the catch is Nicky McGuire. I think it's McGuire. Let me look. Yes, sir. Nicky McGuire, leading receiver on the team. Catch number 32 in the season. And a first down all the way to the Sabercat 40-yard line.
Yeah, that's a combination, Clark. One of the keys to the game that I had wrote down is Campos and McGuire. They yep. have to make some big plays tonight between the two of them. McGuire really fast and good when he has the ball in his hands. Campos, it's his job to get it to him.
40-yard line first down here for the Lampkins as Easy comes back out now to call the next play. You're out of the gun. Looks like it's Elmore to his right here. You've got two receivers, twins on both sides here. Back to throw. He's going to dump one long. Going for it is McGuire. Reaches up, can't get in, then he is pounded. Nicky had to come back. The ball well underthrown. And a big hit that time by Fossil Ridge and Jake Decklever. Well, we have a chance. Let's get back to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle's got another update. Kyle, what is it?
Res Christian rolling tonight. They're already on top of Sand Creek, 36-0. Maybe a running clock before halftime in that one.
Boy, how about that? Res Christian doing the right thing so far this year, Bob Mock's team. See what happens when they get into the middle of that and what's going to be a very, very tough conference schedule for them. All right, from the 40, and flags are down before Easy Campos could get the snap in his hands, and we'll see what the penalty is here. With 5:05 left in our first quarter, and the Sabercats in front, 7-0.
And I wonder, one of the Fossil Ridge defenders right at one of the defensive tackles moved, but he never crossed the line of scrimmage. So, going to say they called it on Fort Collins. That little move by the defensive tackle made somebody wiggle on the offensive line. False start, Fort Collins.
All right, we'll get back to it here. Ball sitting, as Mike just said, the 45-yard line after the penalty here. It's second and 15. 5:05 left, 7-0 Sabercats. Easy Campos going to send a man in motion here. That is Joe Van Meter, who will line up to the right side of the wing. Give the ball to Josiah Elmore. Elmore spins out of a tackle and drives himself down to the 42. He got three back there, so it's going to be third down now. Third and about 12 coming up.
Van Meter came through the hole expecting the linebacker to be there, but the linebacker had stepped up on the outside, was working his way down the line of scrimmage. And missed that block, Van Meter did, not expecting the linebacker to play it the way he did.
All right, set to go again from the 42-yard line here is Fort Collins and Campos. Nicky McGuire going to go left to right, fake handoff to him. Back to throw, swing it left-hand side. Elmore with a catch, and they get him immediately. Nice coverage that time by the Sabercats, and they nail Elmore after the catch at the 39. So you're going to have fourth and about nine coming up, Mike.
Flag at the line of scrimmage here. It's kind of in the logo there. A little tough to see. A couple of extra yards to that.
All the way back to the 46 of Fort Collins. That's 24 they need.
Yeah, this is a shot to McGuire.
Third down, 24. McGuire in motion again. They're going to pitch it to him on this little shovel pass jet sweep that Mike loves so much, and it doesn't go anywhere again. Hit and dropped at the 38-yard line, and the Lampkins will have to give it up.
Yeah, Julian Smith there for Fossil Ridge, the defensive end on that right side of the defense, really stepped across, and did a great job. He didn't get too deep, and that's one of the places where you can really get in trouble with that jet sweep is if that defensive end just continues to get depth instead of staying at the line of scrimmage.
Here's the punt. It is away by the Lampkins. Joel Lopez, and it's a very short kick, but it takes a good Lampkin bounce to into about the 35-yard line. And Fossil Ridge will go back to work. 3:27 to go in the first quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 7-0. It is a Sabercat lead here against the Lampkins. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Clark Johnson and Mike Danzenbeck with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth, the Canvas Community Classic. Game two tonight. Pooter already took care of Rocky Mountain, 34-7 in the opener. Right now, 7-0 Fossil Ridge over Fort Collins. Here's Pollock to throw. He wants to go deep down the left-hand side. This pass is just overthrown down the right-hand side. That time, Marcus Mosier, the wide receiver on the outside, has a man beat, but he just overthrew it.
Yeah, just need a little more air under that thing. I'm surprised they're not giving more help over the top of that. The safeties are playing at about 8 yards, and they're really not backpedaling on the snap.
Who you don't see out there injured earlier in the season was the guy who was supposed to be the absolute best of this great wide receiver staff, that Mac Bastide. But, Mac, we haven't seen him in a few weeks now. Here's the carry up the middle. That looked like 22 to me. Did you see that?
Oh,
that's Toshkoff, yeah. Jake Toshkoff is a sophomore. So Toshkoff gets about 72 yards a game. Pollock rushing gets about 100 a game. And Michael Doyle chips in with about 21 a game. That's a 200-yard attack right there per game. And then put on top of that the fact that this wide receiving core for the Sabercats is tough. Third down now, about six. Pollock's going to drift to the right, look to throw. Gets it out on the right-hand side. It's caught. Good move. First down inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. Trek Heworth made the grab on the outside and gets the first down. He is dangerous.
Yeah, Heworth does a great job. He's running a five-yard out route. Pollock gets him the ball, but he's able to kind of spin around and work his way back inside against the flow to pick up some extra yardage.
In at the Collins 37-yard line now for the Sabercats, first and 10. They lead 7-0 with a 1:45 to go first quarter. The sophomore waits for the snap. Got it. Colton wants to run with the football. Left-hand side. He's outside the numbers. Inside the 30. Inside the 20. Still on his feet. All the way down to the 10-yard line. Colton Pollock gets about 27 on the carry. And a first down inside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone.
That's 100% designed for Pollock to run that thing. It's just a quarterback eye, so he bounces it outside a little bit, but able to find a lot of space on that left side.
So a chance here for Fossil Ridge to put a couple scores on the board before the Lampkins can get in the end zone. First down, Toshkoff to the left of Pollock. Pollock keeps it up the middle, and that big offensive line just shoves their way down to the 3-yard line.
It just worked. Why not try it again? Quarterback ISO one more time to almost get into the end zone there.
In a hurry, without a huddle, they go right back to it. Pollock wants the football. High snap, takes it. He goes left-hand side, and Mike, he walks into the end zone.
Yeah, nobody touches him. I just wonder, we're going to need Fort Collins if they want to stay in this one. They're going to have to move the ball and put some points up on the board on this next possession.
Second rushing touchdown of the ball game for Colton Pollock. 43 yards on the first one. This one, the 3-yard variety. But it scores the same. It's 13-0 now. And Bryce Olson will come on and tap the extra point through for the Sabercats. Extra point for Olson. He waits. Snap, place down, kick up. And that kick from the talented kicker. As I said, the talented kicker, he boots it wide. So it's 13-0. We'll come back in a moment. Sabercats, a 2-touchdown advantage. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pope Farms is local, and that means the freshest locally grown produce is waiting for you at Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center in Greeley. Mouth-watering Palisade peaches and fresh pears and apples headline a fabulous lineup of Colorado produce. Check out our locally grown green beans, sweet corn, and fresh flowers.
Be sure and pick up some fresh roasted chilies. We grow, buy, and sell local. Colorado proud. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center at Highway 34 and 65th Avenue in Greeley.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Canvas Stadium. 13-0 Fossil Ridge in front here with 41 seconds left in the first quarter. And Bryce Olson will approach the football and give our J9 agencies kickoff deep into the end zone. And that's a weapon, folks, when you can kick it 70 yards at a moment's notice and put the other team in the 20-yard line. It's exactly what they'll do. We'll get our CNH Solutions scoring summary as the Sabercats march the length of the field and stick it in the end zone.
Fossil Ridge takes over on their own 35-yard line. This drive took 9 plays, another Pollock touchdown, 2:58 off the clock. That is the CNH Solutions scoring summary.
20-yard line, Lampkins will get to work here, down 13-0 in the ballgame. Easy Campos back in at quarterback again. Josiah Elmore to his right here on first down. Lampkins, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Easy now will split Elmore back to the left side. Easy up to talk to his center, and now he's back to his spot here at the shotgun position. Give it as Elmore up the middle, and after all that, it's a play off the right side for a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 8. Right now, we've got a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, guys. Erie on the comeback there. It's 21-14 now against Loveland.
All right. I thought we were going there. I thought I heard go back to the studio, but Kyle sounded like I surprised him. Surprise, Kyle. Yep. Final 10 seconds of the quarter going to roll off. Let's see if the Lampkins want to snap it one more time before the end of the quarter here. Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Campos waits for the ball, and we're done with a quarter of football. That's it. One quarter in the books. 13-0 Fossil Ridge over Fort Collins. Coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Canvas Stadium, which has been invaded by youth football players. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At least 10 youth football teams are out on the field right now. It's not halftime. This is our first quarter stuff. Now they're running for the hills. One quarter in the books here. 13-0 Sabercats. Shades of a few good things for the Lampkins in the first quarter, Mike, but pretty much Fossil Ridge owned that quarter.
Yeah, Fort Collins is able to get a first down here or there, but not really able to sustain a drive at any point. Fossil Ridge, pretty impressive so far offensively, especially that last drive, 9 plays, not like the first one where it's just, you know, a 43-yard touchdown run. But, Fort Collins has to figure something out here.
And I'm going that they have to figure out something defensively. They just – Fossil Ridge looks like when they put their mind to it out here, they can move up and down the field with pretty much ease against this Fort Collins team. But we'll see. Let's see how the night plays out here. Collins will get a 22-yard line here. Second down about 8 for the Lampkins. Easy Campos and company.
That's one of the things that I was thinking for Fort Collins in this game is that don't spend a lot of time worried about Keyworth and all the passing game and everything. If you're going to lose this game by a bunch, it's going to be because you haven't stopped Pollock running the ball. No.
And that's it so far. 2 touchdowns by Colton Pollock, the quarterback for the Sabercats. Here's Campos going to give it to Elmore, and the flags are down again before we can even get the playoff. We stopped for what seems like a half hour there, and they come back out. This is like a basketball, after a basketball timeout, and you come out and don't get a good shot or you throw the ball away. Well, this is against the defense. Sabercat penalty will bring it to the 27-yard line, so that is a bonus for the Lampkins here. It'll be second and 3 now for Easy Campos and his group. 120 yards a game throwing the football for Campos, the 6'1", 198-pound senior. 62%, pretty good numbers there. 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. That you can work on. Here's Elmore, not much up the middle, in fact. Just gave him a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 2 coming up here for Fort Collins.
That's Dakness brought so much to that running game for Fort Collins. Yep. Without him out there, the running game just kind of lulls you to sleep a little bit. There's not much to it. Campos is definitely a better thrower, I think, but the threat of Dakness when he's playing quarterback to run the ball really puts a lot more pressure on that defense.
Yeah, Griffin Dakness, who got hurt in the Columbine game, a dual threat, no doubt about it. Campos, third down two now. Is he up under center? Give the ball in the... Nope. Yeah, he did give the... I went to Elmore, and boy, they hit him right away. And I thought with two guys in his face, that must have been a fake, and Easy still has the ball. No, that's not the case. Elmore is creamed behind the line of scrimmage, and they'll have to punt.
That's Jake Decklever, and that's he's a safety, so that's a safety blitz. And sometimes a defensive coordinator just calls it right. He's able to just fly up through that hole and make the tackle in the backfield.
I saw that earlier, a senior, and he's the leading tackler on the club. But must be a safety that gets all over the place. Here's Keyworth with a fair catch right at midfield. And Sabercats with a lead here, 13-0, will go back to the offensive end of the stick, and they could put the hurt on the Lampkins on this drive. Right now we've got a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update in the studio. Kyle Johnson.
All right, guys, two running clocks already. Eaton 41-0 over Steamboat. Resurrection Christian 42-0 as they are out in front of the Sand Creek Scorpions.
Well, running clocks all over the place, as Kyle just said. Who's going to step in front of the Eaton Reds? I don't see anything the rest of the way, to be honest with you. Here's a rollout right, going to get the football out on the right-hand side. Bryce Olson, the tight end, makes the catch and moves down to the 35-yard line. That's a pitch and catch for 14 yards and a first down.
Once again, Pollock with the ability to run. He puts so much pressure on that outside linebacking core that they have to come flying up as he works his way towards the line of scrimmage, which in turn leaves that tight end wide open in the flat area.
All right, we told you Mac Bustead, of course, out injured earlier in the season, but the guy they got back who they didn't think was going to play, Dominic Leone, the senior, he's got 10 catches and three of those for scores. Pollock here tries to hand off, but flags are down. Let's see who this is going to go against. I think Jake Toshkoff got the handoff. Yeah, it was. So this pair of dynamic sophomores for Fossil Ridge trying to hurt him. But the penalty against the Sabercats here, push it back to the 40-yard line. So first and 15 now for Colton Pollock, the sophomore quarterback. He's going to keep left-hand side. Pollock cuts back in. His hit spins to the 35-yard line, 5-yard pickup. It'll be second down coming up. They're going to mark it at the 36, so call it 4 yards. It's going to be second and 11.
There we get to talk about Van Meter a little bit, able to shed a block and the ISO block. Actually, they went back to that quarterback ISO. He sheds that ISO block and is able to make the tackle. Great job by him, but after he makes the tackle, he goes off to the sideline. So,
leading tackler for the Lampkins. Joe Van Meter, 36-yard line here, second down 11, Pollock wants to throw, Colton back, now he's going to step up, spins out of the first tackle, left-hand side, flag's going to go down, this is going to be a hold against Fossil Ridge, he'll take it close to the first down marker, but this is coming back.
That's going to be a tough one, that's like about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage where the holding happened, so it's going to turn out to be like a 15-yard penalty.
Thank you to TBK Bank, great sponsor on Preps Radio here, as our neighbors, TBK Bank, committed to rolling up their sleeves on behalf of our community and helping out whenever they can. TBK Bank, happy to support all of our student-athletes in Colorado and the surrounding areas and our schools, of course. Talk about a bank and a company giving back to students and schools. That's TBK Bank. All right, 50-yard line now. They need to get to the 25, so they're working their way backwards. Back to throw. It's an explosive offense, though. Throw it left-hand side. Keyworth just dropped it. He could have been off to probably at least get close to a first down with that one, but it goes incomplete.
Yeah, penalties now have put Fossil Ridge back to where this drive started. And that right there, that's a wide-open receiver, just kind of underthrew it by about a yard, maybe. Keyworth did his best to get his hands on it, just not able to bring it in.
All right, thank you to Crazy Carl's Pizza. You got two locations here in Fort Collins, one in Loveland, folks. They're knocking it out of the park. Unbelievable pizza. Great food. Crazy Carl's always giving back. They're big in our community with CSU and, of course, with our this big one here tonight, the Canvas Community Classic. Thank Crazy Carl's. Check them out today. Timberline, give them a call, 223-8600. On Elizabeth out here in Fort Collins, 224-2000. And in Loveland, 966-6969. That is Crazy Carl's. Well, punt time, fourth down, Mike, fourth and 16. So the Sabercats will kick it out here. 8:05 and counting in what feels to me is a pretty quick-moving first half here.
Yeah, moving pretty quick. And that's a huge defensive possession for Fort Collins there to get the stop. A lot of help by penalties from Fossil Ridge, but huge either way.
Kick is away here by Bryce Olson, and he didn't like it. Yeah, right away he just kind of swung at the air like I didn't get that. Kind of like you do on a golf course when you chop one to the outside. And he does. It goes out of bounds where they're going to put this 25-yard line. So it will be Fort Collins Lampkin football, the 25. They'll go first and 10 with 7:44 left in the first half. At halftime, Kyle Johnson will be back in the studio for our Journey Homes halftime show and bring you up to date on as many scores as he can find. All right, Campos and the Lampkin set to go again, see what they can do. Trying to get off the schneid tonight. Swinging left-hand side. Pass going to be caught. I think it's Nicky McGuire. Makes the catch outside. Gets to the 35-yard line. And the speedy Nicky McGuire has a 9 on first down. It'll be 2nd and 1 for the Lampkins.
If I'm Fort Collins, I'm doing everything possible to get McGuire the ball in any situation. I love that look. You're making an easy throw for Campos to get it out to him. And he's got blockers in front of him. And he's quick enough. He can move around and make people miss. Just continue to find ways to get him the ball.
All right, 2nd and 1 for the Lampkins here. Clock stop, 7:37 to play here in the first half. Campos set to go again, takes the snap, give it to C.J. Johnson in the backfield, and he goes up the middle to about the 37, and flags come in from a couple different directions. This seems to be in the area where you get holding normally. It is exactly that call, holding on the Lampkins. So they'll march that one back. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Remember about 8-9 years ago when AMCO was just transmissions? No surf. In Fort Collins, in Loveland, they're going to take care of your entire car from maintenance, brakes, everything, front end, alignments. They just do it all. And, of course, transmission work as well. It's all coming to you from AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. 26-yard line now, 2nd down and 9. Campos going to throw. He's going to swing it out right-hand side. Pass is going to be through the hands of McGuire, and then he's hammered. And it's out of bounds. That almost a lateral on that one, but called it a forward pass.
Fossil Ridge's defense has already made an adjustment with McGuire. That time, one guy is just chasing him all over the place on the motion. The other times that he's made that same motion, nobody went with him. Now they're, you know, kind of spying him, just one guy chasing. They're still running a zone coverage over the top, though.
So 3rd and 9 for the Lampkins now, down 13-0 in the football game. 2nd of our doubleheader tonight in the Canvas Community Classic. First one was a 34-7 win for the Pooter Impalas against the Rocky Mountain Lobos. Trips to the left here, and then a single receiver to the right. Going to throw to the single side. Pass is going to be caught. Good catch outside, and that's Joe Cottingham, the junior, who's a terrific basketball player for Bruce Dix Lampkins. Makes the catch and goes out to about the 33-yard line, but it's short, Mike. It's 4th and 2. Boy, do you take a chance here if you're Lampkins? Doesn't look like Matt Yem's going to do that.
Yeah, if you're like maybe 10 yards farther up the field, you may take a chance, but being inside the 40, that's a really tough call.
Joel Lopez stands back at his 18-yard line, and now here's a flag. 6:35 left, false start, Fort Collins, marking back another 5, and you got at the other end of the field here, you've got the dangerous Trek Keyworth waiting to get his hands on the football. All right, 28-yard line. Let's see what they do here. Punt coming up. Hewer stands at his own 45-yard line. Man in motion, but there's no way they're going to fake this now. Here's the kick away. Kind of ran into Lopez, and they do give a flag, but I don't think that's the 15 variety. Keyworth caught it and gets tackled almost immediately. But let's go back and see what this. That was like bumping into somebody on the subway. I don't think he was really. I don't think that could be possibly a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, he's signaling over to the Fort Collins sideline, saying it's just the 5-yard variety.
Right.
Probably just to add it to the end of that play there, take him back an extra 5.
Yeah, they kind of like the outcome. Keyworth caught it, and I think he lost yardage trying to get around the corner back there. So they'll take that, flip the field a little bit, and the Sabercats will have to go to work from their own 28-yard line now. 13-0 Fossil Ridge, a couple of Colton Pollock touchdowns. 43-yard run, and then one from 3 yards out. All right, Pollock will go back to work with Jake Toshkoff sitting next to him, the Bobbsey twins, the pair of sophomores here for the Sabercats. Pollock left-hand side. Toshkoff, nice block on the outside. Pollock cuts to outside the numbers. Easy first down. He carries all the way out to the 45-yard line. That's a 17-yard carry for the speedster.
Fort Collins is going to have to make some sort of adjustment. This quarterback ISO is just destroying them at this point. Every time they run it, it's at least a 5, 6, 7 yard gain.
From the 45, Pollock again dips, dives, and then he's hammered. Got about a yard, working hard for a yard that time, but Collins came up and made a nice play on it. Big number 99, Chris Lozano, a senior defensive lineman, put Pollock down.
And I think either the lead back or Pollock went the wrong way there. It was the same look, the same quarterback ISO, but the blocking back went to one side and Pollock went to the other.
Put it down at the 46-yard line now. Pollock's going to give it to Toshkoff. Jake up the middle, breaks two tackles, spun around and just thrown to the ground, but not before he gets about 13 or 14 yards. The other sophomore, Jake Toshkoff, with a first down run.
And this is a counter play. A couple of pullers come around and lead up through the hole. They open up a big one on the left side of that Fort Collins defense.
So in at the Lampkin 41 now, leading 13-0. The Sabercats look to extend the advantage here. Pollock again rolls to the right. Now he tries to run it up the middle and does. He'll get about 4, maybe 5, even 6. Give him 5 to the 36-yard line. Right now we'll go back to the studio for a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. And here's Kyle Johnson.
Big 1A top 10 matchup tonight. Yuma, number 5, leads Wiggins, number 4, 17-6.
Ooh, look at that. Yuma up in front. We were had Pete Freeman on Clark and the Coach this morning from this exact broadcast booth here at Canvas Stadium, talking about his favorite places to go coach a basketball basketball game. And he said Yuma High School is crazy. Great setting, 1A basketball out there. Always loud. Here back to throw, going to dump it out left-hand side. Colton Pollock was under all kinds of pressure that time. Had to get it off to Bryce Olson, the tight end, and just threw it at his feet, incomplete.
Clark, have you ever been out to that Yuma gym?
I've not been there, ever.
It's It kind of, the gym kind of sits maybe 8 feet below
kind
where the bleachers
like
are.
Kind of like Eaton is, sort of.
Yeah, but on both sides.
Is that right?
It's kind of a pit, and it, I went out when I was officiating and did Ray and Yuma, which is a huge rivalry out there.
Sure.
And, man, that place was packed, and it was one of the loudest
gyms I've
been in.
Pretty loud, yep. That's great. Great setting. Pollock here on third down, going to throw it out right-hand side, pass is caught. Is it Keyworth on the catch? It is Trek. They grab him by the helmet and throw him out of bounds, but that's a first down. Trek Keyworth so hard to guard, and it's a first down for the Sabercats in at the 22-yard line of Fort Collins.
Yet Fort Collins is just in a bind right here. What do you try to take away? I think I definitely key on that ISO, try to stop Pollock, any sort of run play, try to shut that down. Pollock isn't the thrower that Kubot was, so is. Make him have to stand back there and sling it around if they're going to beat you.
Sabercats set to go from the 22, first and 10. Clock will tick under 4 minutes on this play here in the first half. Journey Homes halftime show coming up. Kyle Johnson back in the studio. He'll have all the scores. Pollock to throw right down the middle of the field, and nobody near Trek Keyworth. He's in to score. That is a 22-yard touchdown pass, Pollock to Keyworth.
That's exactly how a play action is supposed to work. He puts it in the belly of the tailback, and the linebackers have to kind of hang tight just in case they have to come up and make a tackle. It leaves that little seam area wide open for Keyworth to catch the touchdown.
So 19-0 now, Sabercats in front with 4:01 to play. I said it'd tick under four. I lied a little bit there. Didn't think they could turn that play into a touchdown in 6 seconds, but they did. They're going to go for two here. They lost that point last time as Bryce Olson knocked it wide when I said he was so talented. Here's the throw left-hand side. And, boy, I thought maybe on the outside there was going to be a pass interference in the end zone, but it goes no, incomplete. So 19-0, Fossil Ridge over Fort Collins here, 4:01 to play in the first half. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To a campus stadium on a CSU campus, Sonny Lubick Field. Sonny was out throwing the flipping the coin for this second game tonight. And that kickoff by Bryce Olson does just what he does. Kicks it through the back of the end zone. And the Lampkins will go to work from the 20-yard line. Right now, our C&H Solutions scoring summary as the Sabercats go up 19-0.
Fossil Ridge took over at their own 28-yard line. It only took seven plays. The Keyworth 21-yard touchdown catch, 2:14 off the clock. That is the C&H Solutions scoring summary.
19-0 for the Sabercats now as the Lampkins go back to work here. And they'll empty the backfield completely. Trips to the right, twins to the left. Five receivers, count them. Elmore goes in motion. Are they going to give it to him? No. Right-hand side, going to keep it outside the numbers here. It's not Campos. They had Nicky McGuire back in the Wildcat. And McGuire just takes the snap, runs out of bounds after a gain of five.
Like I said, Clark, you've got to do anything you can to get it the ball into his hands. And if that means him going in and playing quarterback and he has it every time, just the explosiveness that he has running the ball. See what happens here. It looks like he's going
back in. Yep. Yeah, you're right, Mike. They just need to, as they see it here, just put the ball in the athlete's hands. First, second down and five here. McGuire comes up now looking for the football. In the gun. Takes the handoff. Is going to give it to C.J. Johnson. Left-hand side. Tries to cut it back. Room to run for C.J. out to the 31-yard line. So a gain of six on the play, and that's a Lampkin first down. Move the sticks for Matt Yumsklo.
And that's a good job of just using the blocking the way it's supposed to be. That zone blocking, that cutback is going to be there, that natural cutback with the way it's blocked. Cutback all the way across the formation.
Lampkins with two timeouts left. 31-yard line, their own side of the field. Sends C.J. Johnson in motion. McGuire is going to keep it himself. 35, cuts out the numbers, 40. Spins back inside the, or outside rather, at the 46-yard line. And that's a gain of 15 right there. So they're getting some success putting Mr. Nicky McGuire back in that quarterback spot.
Well, and it's amazing. I don't know if he has any passing stats on the season, honestly. But
didn't see any.
But the pressure that he can put from that quarterback position running the ball really makes it a lot harder on the defense.
Boy, this is interesting. They did it due to injury last year with Andrew Seast going down and Easy Campos got hurt. And they put Dorian McGarity, that talented wide receiver, at quarterback, and they just let him run a bunch in that Wildcat. Here's a nice move outside for McGuire, the 50. He's off to the races. Inside the 40, inside the 30. McGuire in a foot race. Inside the 10, inside the 15 anyway, and cut down there at about the 12-yard line. But that's a big run. Nicky McGuire, and there's a flag back at the 48-yard line. Oh, no.
Everything goes right for Fort Collins there, but
why did that referee call it? Didn't he call it a touchdown?
Yeah, he said
they're on the 13-yard line. No, it's not a touchdown. He got to the 13. Somebody needs to tell this referee he's not watching the right game.
He's just handing out free touchdowns.
He is? God. Now go and explain it to him. Now Jeff Fulton's coming out on the field finally and saying, hey, dude.
Was it a touchdown?
It was not close to a touchdown. They actually are putting it at the 7-yard line. And now the referee's got to go, and he's got to feel shame. He needs to go spend two minutes in the penalty box.
There it is.
There you go. Half the distance to the goal. So the 7-yard line, first and goal, Lampkins. Down 19-0. They really need to score here. McGuire waiting for the football. Nicky's got it. Goes left-hand side. Looking to get in here. Can he get outside the numbers? He does. He's in. Touchdown, Fort Collins and Nicky McGuire. They found something that's working, at least on this drive.
Yeah, and this is what I was saying. I didn't care how they were going to get him the ball, whether it was throwing or, you know, running it to him. And here they make a change that I didn't see coming. Put him in there, just snap it to him, and let him be the athlete that he is.
So the Lampkins cut into this lead. It's now 19-6. Joel Lopez, 9 for 11 on extra points this year. Snap plays down, the kick is up, and it's good. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to play here in the first half at Canvas Stadium. The Canvas Community Classic, Game 2. It's Fossil Ridge with a 19-7 lead over the Lampkins. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right. Joel Lopez will stick the football down at the 40-yard line here and kick it off. Lampkins on the board. It is 19-7 now, so cut to 12. See what you can do with 2:22 left in the half. Kickoff is deep and out of the end zone, and the Sabercats are going to go to work at the 20-yard line right now. We will get our CNH Solutions scoring summary as the Lampkins get off the schneid and on the scoreboard.
Fort Collins takes over at their own 20-yard line. It only took 6 plays. The McGuire 6-yard touchdown run, 1:49 off the clock. That is the CNH Solutions scoring summary.
Here are the Sabercats right out without a huddle. They're ready to go. We've got a scoreboard update coming to you in just a second. Give the ball here to Tosh Goff. Left-hand side, Jake running the football, and he's got some room to run. Down the left-hand side, the 50. Tosh Goff into Fort Collins territory and out of bounds down around the 45-yard line. That's going to be a run of 35 yards for Jake Tosh Goff.
And the one thing that I said to you during the break there, Clark, is that's great that Fort Collins was able to put some points on the board.
Right.
But it means nothing, really, if you can't figure out how to get a couple of stops and then still be able to move the ball.
Yeah, they can't let the Sabercats get in here in the final 2 minutes. Snap back here to Pollock, left-hand side. He'll keep it, the 45-40, inside the 35. Cut it back outside the numbers of the 20. He may go. Colton Pollock, say goodbye. He's in the house. Touchdown, Fossil Ridge.
What a run by Pollock there, and they're just finding so much open space on the outside of this Fort Collins defense. They're not having to run it inside very much. They get to the outside. The receivers are doing a great job of blocking, and they're able to put some more points on the board.
Extra point coming up. Right now we get a trip back to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard studio. Here's Kyle.
All right, guys. Green Mountain and Mead tonight. The Rams with the early 14-0 lead, so the troubles continue for the Mavericks.
Yeah, that's a really good Green Mountain team, though. Extra point coming. Olsen's kick is on the way, and it is good. That took them 21 seconds to get into the end zone. 26-7. Fossil Ridge in front. We'll take timeout. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, our J9 Insurance Agency's kickoff here, 26-7. Sabercats in front. That'll be caught in the end zone for a touchback. And the Lampkins go to work. I looked up at the scoreboard. It said 2:22 left. What they can't do is let Sabercats in this final 2 minutes go down and score. It took them 21 seconds, Mike. Our CNH Solutions scoring summary.
Yeah, just 2 plays there. Pollock with another 45-yard touchdown run.
That dude is off tonight, man. 45-yard run, a 43-yard touchdown run, a 3-yard touchdown run, and the touchdown pass to Trek Heworth.
One thing I'm thinking, Clark, is he's only a sophomore. He's 5'9", 160. He's just going to get bigger and stronger and faster.
Yep. He and Toshkoff look tough as sophomores here. Going to go to C.J. Johnson. No, it's a keeper. McGuire, left-hand side. They're going to stay with Nicky back at quarterback or wildcat or whatever term you want to use. He moves it out to the 23-yard line here. So it'll be second down and 7. Fort Collins still. Matt Yem still got 2 timeouts to work with here and 1:40 to go in the half. But really, Fort Collins not looking like they're in any hurry back here. They got to go 77 yards, and they're kind of walking around. Second down and seven now. McGuire back in the Wildcat, playing quarterback here. Spin it out left-hand side. Pass is caught, and they'll go left-hand side with it out to the 25-yard line. That was Andrew Leaming, L-E-A-M-I-N-G, the senior wide receiver. I don't have him for any catches on the year, so maybe his first there, timeout on the field here. Did Fort Collins take that timeout?
No, and that's what I was looking at. I was looking over at Coach M, waiting for him to use one, and then Coach Fulton, sorry, kind of lost it there for a second. Coach Fulton calls one for Fossil Ridge. He's thinking, man, we can get the ball back. We're scoring fast enough. We can do it again.
My mind does that once in a while, and it's just simply me going to the Bahamas for a little bit. I want to thank Paul Dovenbarger, Shelter Insurance, not just for what he does for me and my son with our car insurance, but he'll simply help you out. And it's about the agent. It's about the experience. Paul Dovenbarger will knock it out of the park for you at Shelter Insurance. Paul's job to help you to find the types of coverage you need to protect what matters most to you. That's your family, your home, and your vehicles, and so much more. Paul looks forward to helping you get the right coverage at the right price and providing the outstanding service that you'd expect. 970-674-8757, Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance. Well, let's see what the Lampkins do here. Third down and five. You've got 1:15 left. As fast as the Sabercats can score, though, we might not be done with the first half scoring. Here goes McGuire. He wants to throw. Is he going to step up and run? He's hit and spun around and dropped back at the 21-yard line. And a timeout right away by Jeff Fulton. He runs right to the referee and says, we've got 67 seconds left, and I still have two timeouts. Yeah, they're going to force Fort Collins' hand to kick it away. And you've got Trek Keyworth is going to go back, and he's dangerous every time he gets it. So we'll see what that looks like right here, too. Give us a 30-second timeout. We'll come back in a moment. Just a minute seven left in the first half. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Also, Colorado State Director of Athletics Joe Parker, do you feel any sense of pressure to get this football program on the right track ASAP?
I don't think it's pressure, but I think all of us feel urgency. We want to move to success as quickly as we possibly can because success breeds success. We see it with what Coach Hilbert has done in volleyball. We've seen it with what Nico's done.
The Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
We're back here at Kansas Stadium. That's interesting, Mike. Back in the punt formation, and Matt Yim uses a timeout here. Maybe they lined up and he just didn't like something he saw up there because you know that Fossil Ridge is going to be coming.
Yeah, I wonder if they're just missing it one guy. Maybe they only had 10 out there or something and don't want to risk Fossil Ridge able to get a good rush on you or something.
One of the more endearing things in life is seeing yourself on a big screen. As these girls down on the field, just they got, I think it's the dancing girls down there, Fossil Ridge, just showed them and they went nuts down there. Not as good as the kiss cam. When you go to Ball Arena, that's always great.
They had the dance cam on up there on the screen earlier. I was hoping that they would put you and I up there.
I could go dancing. You bet. All right, 22-yard line here. Lampkin's going to kick it away again, or try to. Trek Heworth stands back at his own 45-yard line. Snap back. Here comes the kick. Lopez's kick is away. Keyworth says, I got a fair catch coming. Does so at the 40-yard line, and now it took them 21 seconds last time. How far did they go on that 21-second drive?
They 80 yards.
Did so this is a walk in the park for Jeff Fulton's club.
Yeah, this would only be 60, so I write down 60.
40-yard line, first down here for Fossil Ridge. A minute and one, 61 seconds left in the first half. It's 26-7. Pollock's going to throw here, rolls right, looks. He's going to go downfield, and that's way overthrown, incomplete. Tried to get the ball on the outside that time to Marcus Mosier. Oh, boy, did they rough him? There's a flag back there, and on the ground is Colton Pollock. Boy, that's all they need, is to have quarterback number two go out. And right now the referees are asking for timeout. So, and here comes Jeff Fulton, who would be in disbelief if this was another one of his quarterbacks going out. He'll come out and talk to Colton, though, no doubt about it. So injury timeout, that means we need to get away for 60 seconds. This, yeah, it is a 15-yard penalty, so let's do this. Let's take an injury timeout, get a break here. We'll come back in a moment. 26-7. The lead is for Fossil Ridge right here. Actually, you know what? We're going to keep it, Micah. I was trying not to go back and take a break because I know we've used a bunch in the quarter, but they Pollock's up and going to the sideline, so that's great news there.
Comes in at quarterback is...
Yeah, who do you get now at quarterback if it's not Pollock?
Like I saw either 80 or 30. I don't know. I doubt it's 80. That's a defensive end tight end, so maybe 30.
It might be Michael Doyle. Doyle's a running back. They go right-hand side with this one. Is it Toshkoff running outside, down the sideline, going for the end zone? That's a four. That's a Fossil Ridge touchdown. Give me the number.
That is Doyle.
Is it Doyle?
Yep.
Michael Doyle just went.
There is a penalty flag at about the 16-yard line.
There is. Maybe that's a block in the back or a hold as they got into the red zone there. So it was Michael Doyle who came in for Pollock and just took the direct snap and ran down the right sideline as if his house was on fire. And he got to the end zone for the score, but there's a flag back on the 16, so let's see as they sort that out. 46 seconds to go in the half. I think we've got a scoreboard update. Mike, is that correct? Okay, let's get back right now while we've got a chance. Kyle Johnson in the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard studio. Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, Longmont and Greeley West, the Trojans, shutting out the Spartans 28-0.
28-0. In that one. So Longmont, Doug Johnson's team, looking to get their second win of the season. I believe that would bring them to 2-3. So if the penalty's against Fort Collins, why can't they just decline that and take the touchdown?
Well, I think they should get the a personal foul. They should be able to take it anyway. I wonder if he stepped out of bounds, honestly.
Maybe he did. They move it to the 11. Pollock's back into the ballgame. Give it to Toshkoff, and they got him wrapped up at the 10-yard line. So gain of one for Jake Toshkoff. Good to see Colton Pollock back in the game, though. Second down, 30 seconds and running. Going to throw right-hand side. Pass caught by Keyworth. Trek avoids the first tackler and then is driven out of bounds. Smart enough to get out of bounds at the 4.
Well, you could see Keyworth, as soon as he caught that, he turned and then he was working his way towards the sideline the whole time. Smart football play by him. Sorry, Clark.
No, go ahead.
Just one more one timeout still for Fossil Ridge with the 23 seconds here.
In at the 4-yard line of the Lambkins, 26-7, they lead already. Let's see Pollock keep this one. Let's see. Colton's got it. He wants to throw. He goes right side, passes incomplete, but boy, all over the receiver that time. Tried to get it out on the outside that time to Dominic Leone. And defensively for Fort Collins, that was Trenton Price, the junior. And he was all over the back that time of Leone.
This is such an odd situation with pass interference right here. It's only going to be half the distance to the goal, but it's not going to be enough for a first down.
Yeah, the weirdest
thing in
the world.
So they're still looking at a third down and some situation here.
Instead of third and three, they can get a first down at the 1. Instead of third and 3, now it's third and 1. They put it at the 2. So they'll go to work. 19 seconds left and still that timeout for Jeff Fulton in his back pocket.
Can still run the ball.
And now here's
timeout.
A timeout taken by Matt Yelm again. Let's exhaust all the timeouts. That's the 43rd timeout in the last 15 seconds. And they'll take it again, but gives Mike and I a chance to talk about some of our great sponsors. One of those certainly is CNH Solutions, our scoring summary sponsor, your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Give them a call today, 970-834-2247. It's CNH Solutions. Also want to thank our good friends at A&W in Eaton. That's right. Getting hungry? 7 to 9 every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Daily specials. Check those out. They've got combos that are 2 for $12 every day. They've got $2 off all combos on Thursdays. New peach shake. Try that. That's good stuff. And they're also doing a lot of hiring. All kinds of positions, including an opener for kitchen on the weekends. They've got night managers, night shift needed. all kinds of stuff. Go down and talk to Shannon and Tammy. They go right-hand side, and that's a touchdown. Toshkoff into the end zone.
The first time that we've seen that out of Fossil Ridge tonight, a speed option play. And gets them into the end zone real easy. Another flag here, Clark.
Holy cow. We can't get out of this half, can we?
Well, and if this is on Fort Collins, I'm going to start questioning a little bit. That would be, what, like three personal fouls that have been kind of behind the play, not really involved
maybe showing
with the play.
Maybe showing a little bit of sign of some frustration for the Lampkins here. 26-7. It's 32-7 if they grant them the touchdown here. Doyle had the touchdown taken off the scoreboard, and now Toshkoff might as well. Let's see.
Feels like the last 2 minutes here have taken as long as the...
Yeah, so it is a touchdown.
They were wondering about an offensive lineman downfield, but it was just an option play. So he could have ran all the way down the field and pitched it, and it still wouldn't be an ineligible man downfield.
That's exactly right.
Backwards.
Extra point for Bryce Olson coming up. Try to make it 33-7 here at the break. 16 seconds left in the half. We'll keep it here and then get to our Journey Homes halftime show in a matter of moments. Kick is on the way, and it is now there's another flag. Wow. That's 4,000,006 penalties in the last minute of play here. That is a new Preps Radio record. They're going to redo the try, is that right? So he must have shot it wide again. I've given him the death grip, Bryce Olson, today. Said what a great kicker he was. And he is. But he shot a couple extra points wide, and he'll try it again. Put it back at the 15-yard line this time. Basically a 25-yard extra point. Snap placed down. So he did make the last one. The penalty was against Fossil, and that kick is on the way, and that's drilled. Olson kicks it right down the middle. 16 seconds left. It is 33-7. The Sabercats in front. Next up for Fossil Ridge, they'll have a short week. They go Thursday to Boulder. This is an interesting setup. You've got Fossil Ridge, Fort Collins, Rocky, and Pooter. All the friends here in Fort Collins in the same conference. Finally, they're all back in the same conference. And then the two Boulder schools. You've got Boulder and Fairview down there. So it's at Boulder on Thursday, and then Friday on the 14th of October. I think we've got this broadcast for you, too, on Preps Radio. It'll be Fossil Ridge and Rocky Mountain. Well, we saw what Pooter did to Rocky Mountain, though, today. Came in today thinking Pooter would win close. They won 34-7. And that Fossil might be able to extend a lead here against Fort Collins. They're doing just that, 33-7. Olson going to kick off now. Little short one coming up. Going to jump in at about the 20. They'll let it go. Picked up at the 20-yard line. Back to the 25, out to the 30-yard line on the return. Jackson Barron, the senior, was the one who picked it up and came back. One of the up guys there for Fort Collins was like almost playing like it was a punt. Well, like, I'm going to stay away. No, that's a live football, my friend.
I was wondering the same thing, Clark. Those guys are like waving it off like,
Nope. Don't do that. 31-yard line here, 10 seconds left. Lampkins down by 26 points here.
Campos back in at quarterback.
Easy back in. See if he slings it. He will. Right-hand side. Pass going to be caught. They get it to Nick. No, Nicky McGuire just dropped it. Took off and started to run. You know that old saying. Don't run yet till you have it in your hands. And Nicky drops that one. 6 seconds left. It'll be second down. This is probably the last play of the first half. Journey Homes halftime show coming up. Kyle Johnson's waiting back in the studio to get to that scoreboard. Also, when we're done tonight, the Alt Feedmill postgame show will have one segment out here and then two segments back in the studio. Kyle again with the ultimate scoreboard of the night. Then join Kyle Johnson tomorrow. He's got Preps Rewind for you tomorrow. Throw down the middle here. Pass is tipped away and incomplete. Nope, not quite done with the half yet, Mike. I know that clock can go to zero. I know it. It's done it before.
And, Clark, we've seen it at a lot of games this year, the drones. It's just a little different view of the drones. This time we're about level with them.
That's right. Let's have a drone war. All right, 2 seconds left, unless there's a defensive penalty, which would be no surprise in this one. There have been a lot of flags in the final couple minutes of this first half. Fossil Ridge 33, Fort Collins 7 here. We're in the first half. Campos set to go with 2 seconds on the clock. Easy gets the snap, going to throw it left-hand side. Pass caught by McGuire. Spins out of the first tackle, trying to get to open running at the 45. At midfield and down he goes there. They may only have 7 points in this game, but he's fun to watch, Nicky McGuire. And we are at halftime. 33-7. Fossil Ridge over Fort Collins at the break here. Get to our Journey Homes halftime show when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes halftime show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Kyle Johnson.
And it is the Journey Homes halftime, Journey Homes halftime score here from the Allo Communications Studios as we get to your scoreboard. But first, as always, want to thank Journey Homes, NOCO's largest builder since 1995, 26 years, locally owned and operated, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. Journey Homes, building our future together. Visit our visit their website at www.journeyhomes.com to view floor plans and home gallery. So that is Journey Homes. Thank them for their support of Preps Radio. As we get to that out-of-town scoreboard, we'll run down the finals from last night as well, as we had football night in NOCO, but if you tried to check us out at 6, you weren't going to get it. So we'll get you all the scores that we have so far tonight. Wellington and Valley from last night, the Vikings all over the Wellington Eagles, 51-22. So Coach Scott Leffler and the Valley Vikings have won 2 in a row as they opened conference play with a win tonight over the Wellington Eagles. Platte Valley and D'Evelyn, the Jaguars come back and beat the Broncos 29-27. Platte Valley had a 20-7 lead in that ball game, fell behind 29-20. Broncos got a touchdown with 5 minutes left, but could not come back and score again. That one had a little bit of everything. They had a weather delay at 1:37 left in the first quarter as well, but D'Evelyn outdoes the Broncos 29-27. Platte Valley's now lost 3 in a row. They are 2-3 on the season. Bennett and Prospect Ridge doing battle tonight as well in League 1. Neither one of those teams have submitted a score that we have been able to find, so no score so far between Bennett and Prospect Ridge. Weld Central and Sterling tonight doing battle as well. The Tigers and the Rebels have not been able to find a score in that game either. I've searched all the outlets I know and have had no luck, but we'll keep trying and see if we can get you a final, if nothing else, during our post-game show. Brush and Arvada from last night. High-scoring affair between the Bee Diggers and the Bulldogs, but the Diggers win it 48-30. Timnath and University tomorrow from the home of the Bulldogs, just not too far from our studios here, as the Dogs got in the win column last week, look to make it 2 in a row as the Timnath Cubs come to town tomorrow. Game we had circled on our games that we wanted to keep an eye on tonight was Berthoud and Fort Lupton. The Spartans at home lead the Blue Devils 28-14. Alex Larson has scored 3 times for Berthoud. He scored on a 4th and goal to get the game started from the 5-yard line. All 3 of his touchdowns have came in goal to go situations. Jace Newbill also had a rushing touchdown set up after a long kickoff return. And just before we came on, the Spartans got a big stop on 4th and goal to keep Fort Lupton out of the end zone, keep that score at 28-14. Eaton with no trouble with the Steamboat Sailors, 41-0. Last score we had there, Walker Martin continues to do what Walker Martin does. 3 touchdown passes in the ball game. He connected with Austin Martinez to get the scoring going from 33 yards out, and then he's found his old buddy Zach Grable a couple of times as well. Clark and I always joke, all Zach Grable is the high school football version of Chris Carter. All he does is catch touchdowns. He's got 2 of them tonight, a short one and a long one, one from 19 yards out, and then he and Walker Martin connected from 74 yards away as well. So Eaton in shutout fashion so far, all over the Sailors from Steamboat, 41-0. That was a matchup of 2 3-1 teams, but we're learning 2 totally different 3-1 teams. In a 3A tonight, just 1 game in League 6 that we're watching, and the tough road of hoe for the Meade Mavericks continue. They've now fallen behind Green Mountain
21-0. The number 3 ranked Rams are 4-0 on this season. Meade looking to avoid falling to 1-4, but they've got an uphill battle if they are going to do that. Tomorrow, it is Thompson Valley traveling to Niwot to take on the Cougars. Niwot 3-1 on the season, and Thompson Valley at 2-2. 3A League 7, we had a game last night as Mountain View got their first victory of the season. They took down the Centaurus Warriors of 4A. They beat them 43-6. Centaurus was 3-2 coming into that matchup, and they got taken care of last night by the Mountain View Mountain Lions of 43-6. The Cougars all over the Scorpions tonight. Resurrection Christian 50-0 against Sand Creek. So Res looks like they're going to run their record to 5-0. They will have the gauntlet that is the 3A League 7. Schedule though, so some tough matchups coming for the Cougars. They have number 1 ranked Roosevelt in that league, as well as number 4 Northridge, both of those teams on bye this week, so we'll check in with them come next week. Thursday score from 4A League 1, Wizards of Windsor all over the Greeley Central Wildcats, 42-0 the score in that one, as the Wizards roll the Wildcats to get their record to 2-3 now. Greeley Central 1-4 on the season so far. Conference opener for those two. Conference opener between Erie and Loveland, and the Red Wolves lead at 28-14. That was a quick strike. 3-0 for Loveland, 21-0. Erie scored a couple at the end of the second half. Loveland's done the only scoring here in half number 2. As I mentioned, they lead Erie 28-14. Garrett Harstead continues his big season. He scored 2 touchdowns tonight on the ground, 1 from 71 yards out. He also snuck one in from the 1 yard line, and he had a touchdown pass to Ty Young. That was a 13-yard connection. Trey Olson got the night started for the Red Wolves, as on the very first play from scrimmage, he took it 75 yards to pay dirt. Loveland leads Erie 28-14. Good one in Longmont tonight. Silver Creek and Skyline, a couple of 3-2 teams. Identical records, identical score at last report, 21 apiece between those two. Longmont and Greeley West, the Spartans are behind a 35-0 tonight. Both of those teams 1-4, so Longmont looking for their second win of the season. Number 2 Broomfield, they got out to an early big lead against Dakota Ridge, did the number 2 ranked Eagles, but that game has tightened a little bit as well. It's now 28-17. Broomfield still with the advantage. In 5A, we only had 2 games on the docket tonight. That off. I couldn't get it done. Pooter and Rocky Mountain, the opener in the Canvas Community Classic. They win 34-7. And then our game currently going on. 1A games tonight. We wanted to keep track of that Wiggins and Yuma ball game. Yuma got up 20-6. The Tigers have came storming back. They now have it tied at 20 apiece. So homecoming for the Tigers, and a good battle tonight between those two teams. Games tomorrow. I'm really sorry. I cannot get this out of my throat. So, sorry. Tomorrow, games between Highland and Estes Park in 1A. The Huskies 0-4 on the season as they go up the canyon to take on the 4-0 Bobcats. That could be a tough matchup, but Estes Park and Highland tomorrow. And also in 8-man, Ben Fusco and his Dayspring Christian Eagles riding a 3-game win streak. They welcome the Marino Rams to town. Marino 2-2 on the season. That a 1 o'clock start. That Highland game, by the way, tomorrow night is a 6 o'clock kick. Sorry for the coughs. That's all the scores that we have. We will send it back out to the guys at Canvas Stadium after this break. This is your Journey Home's halftime show and your Journey Tomes out of town scoreboard. Back to the field after this timeout on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Canvas Stadium, the Canvas Community Classic tonight, game 2. First game tonight here at Canvas Stadium. We saw the Pooter and Palace knock out the Rocky Mountain Lobos 34-7. And now in the nightcap, look at that. It was 34-7 in the first game. And what do we have at halftime? 33-7. Fossil Ridge in front of Fort Collins. So let's get our CNH Solutions scoring summary. Mike, how did we get here? How were these 40 points scored in the ballgame?
Fossil Ridge on their first possession of the game took them 5 plays, a 43-yard touchdown run by Pollock, 1:56 off the clock on that one. And then their very next drive, a little bit longer, 9 plays on that drive, another Pollock touchdown. Then we move on. Keyworth gets into the scoring action. That was a seven-play drive. Started on their own 28. Took 2 minutes and 14 seconds off the clock there. And Keyworth had that touchdown. Fort Collins responded to that one. They took over on their own 20, went 80 yards in six plays. McGuire with the six-yard touchdown run, 1:49 off the clock there. But Fossil Ridge said to take one from Lee Corso, not so fast. You're not coming back into this thing here. Pollock takes two plays, 45-yard touchdown run, only 21 seconds. And then right before the half, Fossil Ridge tacks on one more score, five plays, the Jake Toshkoff two-yard touchdown run. And that is the CNH Solutions scoring summary for the first half.
Colton Pollock, the sophomore, making it kind of easy on who our decision for Norfolk Iron Middle player of the game is going to be.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Three touchdown runs and a touchdown pass there. Yeah, he's making it an easy choice so far.
Yep, at least. We're halfway through, so we'll find out how the second half goes. 33-7, the lead in that one. Want to thank Crazy Carl's Pizza. Man, they're awesome pizza. Two locations here in Fort Collins, one in Loveland to help you. They're at Timberline and Drake out on the east side of town. They're on the west side, too, back behind the campus out here on West Elizabeth. And they're also in Loveland on 29th Street down there, kind of by the Wing Shack down there. I see that, so... very, very cool stuff. It is Crazy Carl's Pizza. All sorts of great food there. We thank them for their sponsorship here of the Canvas Community Classic. They do so many good things with us at KFKA. And on top of that, it's the best pizza around, folks. Crazy Carl's. If you haven't been there, make plans to get out there soon. Also want to thank my good friends at Fort Collins Heating and Air. Been in business since 1934. Folks, check it out. You can get top-of-the-line home comfort system for just $100 a month. So check it out. High-efficiency home comfort system, as little as $100 per month. Go out, go to the website, Fort Collins Heating and FortCollinsHeating.com. Just go to the website. Check out all the stuff they've got. View all the promotions out there. They're family-owned, operated for four generations out here. And always giving back to our schools, our student-athletes. It is Fort Collins Heating and Air. All right. We've got a few minutes yet to talk about this ball game. Are we done here? Is Fort Collins at halftime? And it looked like they were getting some frustration at the end of the half, some penalties maybe that caught them. 33-7, I think they probably didn't think they'd be in this situation at halftime.
Yeah, I just wonder... that quarterback situation for them, it's just kind of crazy right now. Campos started the season, and then Dagnus had taken over a little bit, and then he gets injured, and Campos has to come back in, and now we got McGuire running quarterback. Just a tough situation offensively to find any sort of rhythm if you can't just pick one guy and stick with him. And I think Dagnus would have been that guy if he didn't get injured last week.
Yeah, he's a terrific athlete, and he does everything on the field, whether it's special teams, running the football, throwing the football, and a great defender as well. So Griffin getting hurt in the Columbine game, that was tough. Had a first down carry in that game, got to the sideline and just got pummeled by those big Columbine guys. But we'll see what happens the rest of the year here. But what I'm getting here tonight, at least, and I've seen it, and the scores from the last 3 weeks play out that for the Sabercats. They lose Tyler Kuba. That's huge, but it's next man up for Jeff Fulton's club, and they've got some terrific athletes.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with Pollock. Like
sure.
I talk about...
just a sophomore,
yeah,
as you said.
During that first half, the fact that he's 5'9", he's 160, he's still got a lot of growing to do. He hits the weight room, and he's able to, you know, he's already fast. If he can get a little bit faster and he's stronger, my gosh, this guy is going to be a handful for the next couple of years.
Yep, simply no doubt about that. So halftime 33-7, Fossil Ridge in front in this one. Let's see, my good friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, tell you what, they take care of my car and my kids' cars. They're simply going to take care of yours, get you on the road and keep you going. Don Scott, Lance Pickett, and my big buddy out in Loveland now over there in Loveland is Dave Martin. So Check them out, folks. These guys are fabulous. It is Amco of Fort Collins and Amco of Loveland, simply putting the care back into car care. All right, Lampkins have hit the field. They're going to throw another 3 minutes on here, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, I would believe so. Here come the officials right now. I would guess that will happen.
Yep, no question about it. So they'll put that back on the board, and we'll get to the second half coming up here pretty soon. Fossil Ridge Sabercats, as we said, Thursday they go to Boulder in a short week. Then Friday, the 14th, they'll have Rocky Mountain, another crosstown team. Lampkins are going to go on the crosstown rivalry next week again, Friday against Rocky Mountain, and then on the 14th they'll be at Fairview. Let's step aside. We'll take the break. Come back with our second half kickoff. Brought to you by J9 Agencies. We'll do that when we come back. That's it for the Journey Homes Halftime Show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Fort Collins Heating and Air and the Bryant Professionals, whatever it takes. How much longer will your old inefficient heating system last? The best time to replace your furnace is before the cold season hits. Right now, Fort Collins Heating and Air is making it even more affordable with the new Home Comfort System Special. For about $3 a day, get a top-of-the-line home comfort system that will provide you with peace of mind and less energy consumption. Fort Collins Heating and Air and the Bryant Professionals, whatever it takes. FortCollinsHeating.com or call 970-GET-HEAT.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renters insurance are all lines we specialize in and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears! Go community.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
Good morning, NOCO, with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Canvas Stadium. I'm Clark Johnson. Mike Danson sitting next to me, as always, in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez out in Kersey, Alliance Irrigation. Anything you need that has to do with the irrigation, let Alliance take care of it for you. All right, second half, here we go. It's going to be Fossil Ridge to get the football first, Mike. And Fort Collins has one thing to do right now. Try and stop the Sabercats, or we're going to get to a running clock in this one, I think.
I was just going to look, one possession for Fossil Ridge that has not resulted in points tonight.
Wow. And I'm sure that's what Matt Yen was talking about. If they're going to make a change tonight, They got to get some stops. They probably got to get some short fields, a couple of turnovers. Never say never, but, boy, they're simply up against it here. All right, here comes the kickoff. I think it's Toshkoff and Doyle who are back there, and they'll come out with it. Used to be they'd return kickoffs. It'd be Pollock, Toshkoff, and Doyle, but Pollock, since he's quarterback, I think they've taken him out of that role back there. All right, let's get this thing rocking and rolling here. 20-yard line is where the Sabercats will go to work, 33-7. Colton Pollock has run for 3 touchdowns and thrown for 1. He has been crazy good, and the sophomore comes out to quarterback this team again to open the second half. He's got Jake Toshkoff. Just 5'9", a buck 80, Toshkoff. Boy, if that's Jake, he looks even smaller than that. Going to throw it here, right-hand side, incomplete. On first down, tried to get it out to Trek Keyworth, and it'll be 2nd and 10 coming up.
I don't know if what Fossil Ridge may try to work on some things here with Pollock. Maybe let him throw it a little bit, work on some pass plays that they may need in the coming weeks as they get more into the conference schedule.
Bryce Olson goes into the far slot here, kind of keyed out from his tight end spot. Pollock's going to throw it. Goes long downfield, turning as Leonian couldn't quite track it as it sails over his head, incomplete. So 2 throws, 2 incompletes, 14 seconds off the clock. And we'll do a 3rd and 10 coming up here for the Sabercats.
That running game for Fossil Ridge has been so successful in the first half. I wouldn't be surprised if they just run it here and they're able to pick up that 10 yards.
But you're right, Mike. I mean, maybe Jeff Fulton has said, let's let him throw it a little bit more. I mean, typical situation you wouldn't, but this is a heck of a receiving core. Back to throw again. Pollock in trouble. Spins out of it. Now he's going to try to run for it. Outside the 20-yard line. Outside the 30-yard line. He's got a first down. Boy, it looked like a couple of different Lambkins might be able to run him down, but that speed, he just skates by you.
Yeah, he's quick, and his feet really hit the ground fast. Like when he goes to make a move on somebody, his feet are really chopping.
Yep. No question about that. All right, they'll come back out. Don't really go into a huddle, the Sabercats. Not much. Come out, everybody gets into the positions, and then they all stand up and kind of look to the sideline. Get the play, and then they're ready to go. 32-yard line, we'll call it. First down here for the Sabercats. Pollock, give it to Toshkoff up the middle, and Jake's met immediately right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, they're going to put it right at the 31, so no gain. It'll be 2nd down and 10 coming up here for Fossil Ridge. And there is an injured player. We've only played 40 seconds of this third quarter. We've got an injury down on the field, so we will take an injury timeout and move away from the stadium for a sec. We'll come back. This looks like it could be a 60-second timeout. We'll do that. We'll come back in a moment, and this timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. This is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Sometimes you go to commercial breaks at the wrong time. The injury was not as long as we thought. And Colton Pollock, Mike, he just went 70 yards down the middle of the field for a touchdown. That kid is lightning quick.
Yeah, he's really fast, and no real adjustments for Fort Collins for that quarterback ISO play. They just keep running it, and they just keep getting big yardage.
4th rushing touchdown of the game for Pollock. He's got the passing touchdown to Keyworth to go with it, and it's 40-7 now. The lead is 33, 1 minute into the third quarter, folks. We're 1 score away, Fossil Ridge is, from a running clock tonight in the Canvas Community Classic. We'll keep it here. We just came back from commercial, so we will keep it here. But 40-7. Sometimes in life, you think things are really bad, and just from it, really good things come. And the fact that they're getting to see this, probably wouldn't have seen what Colton Pollock could do completely as a sophomore if Tyler Kubat was still playing. So you step up sometimes, and it opens doors that maybe you couldn't see before. Colton Pollock's terrific.
Yeah, he's super.
Can't throw like Tyler can, but no, super he sure
athletic.
Can run.
Yeah, and I don't know, Clark, was he playing running back in the first game?
He was going to play running back. And he was terrific. No doubt about it, but you just see him with the ball in his hands more than he would have it, you know, on in any other situation.
Yeah, very true. I just wonder if Kubat is able to get back at some point this season, what that really means for this offense. You got Kubot back there who can sling it all over the yard.
Yep.
And then you have Pollock that you can hand it to, and he can go to the house at any moment.
Yeah, that would be and will be really dangerous. It sounds like Tyler Kubot might come back. Talking to Jeff Fulton on Clark and the coach the last week, and Jeff said, yeah, we just might be able to get him back by the end of the year. And you know that Fossil Ridge is going to be wanting to think about playoffs going deep. I think they're sitting about number, I think they're 12, 13, 14 in there, and that the also eligibles past the top 10. But there's a lot of talented players on this Sabercat football team. All right, Lampkins will go to work from the 20-yard line here. Let's see what they're doing. Is Campos back in? Easy is. Throw it out left-hand side. Pass is caught. That's Augustine with the catch. Gets out to the 25. Give him five on first down. It'll be second down and five coming up for the Lampkins here as they trail 40-7 to the Fossil Ridge Sabercats.
Clark, do you know, was Kubot hurt in that Grandview game? Or second game of the season?
I think it was, Mike.
I just wonder, like, that's the one team that you look at. They lost 49-17, but Grandview is, you know, I think they're in the top five in the rankings. So.
Yep. All right, 25-yard line. Easy's going to throw it here. Right-hand side passes in and out of the hands of Nicky McGuire that time. Boy, they're not letting McGuire move much at all without having a couple guys draped all over him.
And that's, I'm trying, is that number three over there, Hunter Morton? Is the cornerback on that side for Fossil Ridge. He did a fantastic job. A couple of curl routes out of the two receivers to his side, and they throw it to the inside one, and he's able to get in there and knock that thing loose.
That was your gig, wasn't it, defensive backs coach?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, 25-yard line, third and five for the Lampkins. They don't want to give it back right away. Let's see what Easy can do here. Campos waits for the football, going to throw. Two steps, now he steps up, going to throw left-hand side to C.J. Johnson. He's got a first down. They needed five, he got about seven. Steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line, and at least for the time being, the Lampkins hold on to the football.
Yeah, and at this point, like, to sustain a drive for Fort Collins would be huge. The one that they drove down and put points on the board, that was McGuire was in playing quarterback on that one. So if Campos can keep this moving and maybe they can sustain a drive, that would be huge for their confidence.
First down, Lampkins, 31-yard line, their own side of the field here. Easy Campos looking at the sideline, now set to go. Back into the shotgun with an empty backfield. Going to throw it, pass right-hand side, and he put it between two receivers. Out on the right-hand side that time was Augustine for one, and the other one was Kevin Lozano. The junior was out there, and he shot it right between them, incomplete. Right now, a chance to go back to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard studio and Kyle Johnson.
Final from the 1A matchup we were watching. Wiggins fell behind 20-6. They got even, but in the end, Yuma kicks a field goal. They win at 23-20.
What was the final that we got on the Platte Valley and
Dievlin ended up winning 29-27,
wow.
I believe.
What a wild football game that was. All right, 31-yard line. That's the league opener for those two teams. Campo's going to throw it through the hands of Nicky McGuire, and he just looks up to the heavens and says, man, I catch that, and I'm going to get some yards.
Well, and one thing that if you kind of look into the lights, Clark,
look at the rain.
It's raining
yeah.
probably as hard as it
yeah,
has the
right.
whole time we've been here.
Nope.
So
it's funny. You look down at the field from where we are here at Canvas. You can't really see the rain. You look up in the lights, oh, yeah. It's coming down. 31-yard line now, third down and 10. For the Lampkins here, trailing 40-7 in the football game. Fort Collins trying to do something here on offense. Swinging out right-hand side, pass caught. Augustine the catch, tries to get outside the numbers again. They wrap him up, and he can't get there. Reaches out a couple of yards short of the first down at the 39-yard line.
Antonio Gallegos, the safety for Fossil Ridge, does a fantastic job. There's a lot of room out there and makes a great open field tackle. Kind of breaks down, really make sure he has his feet set, able to slow up the receiver and then make the tackle.
I don't think Matt Yem has any thought of kicking this. 39-yard line of their own side of the field, down 40-7. He tells his team, we need 2 yards. Just go get this. Actually, Josiah Elmore, he went way deeper that time. Now he comes up. Thought maybe they'd pooch it. Did they get him to jump? Almost. Hard count by Campos almost put the Sabercats into the neutral zone there. That would have been a first down.
Bring it out there to McGuire. He's wide open.
Back, throw it. There it is. First down. That's exactly what Mike just said. They hit Nicky McGuire, and there's no way you're going to hold him down. He's going to gain 7, 8, 9 yards on the play and a first down out of the 48-yard line for the Lambkins.
Fossil Ridge lined up their defense like they were expecting a quarterback sneak or something like that, but he's standing back there in the shotgun. And there's a cornerback out there on two receivers on the short side of the field. Just get it out to McGuire. He's going to pick up those yards.
First down at the 48-yard line here for the Lambkins. 8 minutes, 15 seconds to go third quarter, but we're one score away from a running clock tonight at Canvas Stadium. Campos is going to throw, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to have to take off and run. And when he does, like he's sliding around on a wet boat with deck shoes, down he goes.
That turf, most of these, I guess the Fort Collins schools all do have turf, so these kids should be used to that. We just don't get very much rain, so they're
That's right.
Not used to that.
Yep.
But that stuff gets a little slick when the water gets to it.
Loss of one on the play, second down and 11 coming up here for the Lambkins. Colton Pollock tonight is the story, folks, for Fossil Ridge. Four touchdown runs and a touchdown toss. He has been superb. Campos going to throw down the middle, ball almost intercepted. Defensively for Fossil Ridge, that was Tanner Isom, senior linebacker, almost had his mitts on that one.
Clark, I'm looking down here. They started this drive at their own 20, and they are at the their own 48 now. It's taken 11 plays to get there.
11 plays for 21 yards, or 26 yards. I take that back. All right, third down coming up now. They need the 43-yard line of Fossil Ridge for a first down. Campos going to throw, rolls right, has C.J. Johnson to the right. Where does he go instead? Down the right side, incomplete. And it's going to bring a fourth down, and now Matt Yim may not have any choice but to give this one away. Although, they're near midfield, so we'll see. Johnson coming back in. Joel Lopez is their punter, their place kicker as well, but I don't see him coming in. So fourth and 12. They missed this here. We could be in a running clock in no time here. 48-yard line, own side of the field. They need the 42. Fourth down, we'll call it 11 here. Campos back to throw, looking easy, zips it, passes caught by McGuire. He, I don't think, got it. I think he's short, Mike, by about a yard.
Yeah. Both of the officials coming in from the sideline have him at that same spot, just about a yard short.
Fossil Ridge looking like they're coming off the field here. And they are. The offense will come back on. And the Sabercats will take over at their own 44. Boy, falling just about a yard short for that first down for the Lambkins.
McGuire ran his route past the line to gain, and then he just had to work back to that pass, which in turn made him end up a little bit short of the first down.
All right, put it down at the 44-yard line. Back to throw. Here he goes. Going to go long down the middle of the field to Leone. Dominic Leone ahead of everybody. That's a touchdown. And if they make the extra point, we've got a running clock. That is Dominic Leone's fourth touchdown catch of the season.
Clark, I'm pretty sure that number 20 actually threw
that. Is that right?
Ball. So that's Tegan Slattery?
Tegan Slattery. They've got him listed as a defensive back. I'll let you I'll let you call that one.
Maybe there's a lot of high fives for a kid down here.
Yeah,
I'm
they're hitting.
Number.
Who's that that's going to come out alive from that pounding? It is 20 or 29. I think 29 is what I see.
29 does not
doesn't even exist. That is Michael Jordan down there. It's Josh Allen playing for Fossil Ridge. And did they miss the extra point? 46-7. It's a 39-point ball game. Or did they call timeout? He might have missed it right there. We're coming back in a moment. 7:02 left to go. I joked. I said if they get to the running clock on a touchdown here, they're probably going to miss the extra point, and they did. It's 46-7. No running clock yet. We'll come back in a moment as the Lampkins get their hands on the football. When we come back, this timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. We're destined to be here for the rest of our lives, I think. 7:02 to go. They get the touchdown. All they need is the extra point to run this clock for the next 19 minutes, and nope, scooted it wide. So it's 46-7, and we continue, and the Lampkins will come out. So call the babysitter. We're looking at midnight tonight. But we're sitting in one of the best stadiums I've ever broadcast a game from. So, yep, we got that going for us. Canvas Stadium out here, Sonny Lubick Field. It's fun to see Sonny Lubick come out and throw the coin between games out here on his field. So,
yeah,
pretty cool.
Nice little touch to it.
All right, Lampkin's going to go to work, and guess who's back in at quarterback? It's Nicky McGuire. He'll run it, of course, right-hand side, and they drive him out of bounds with the 25, maybe the 26. Now give him five. It'll be second and five coming up. He got out of bounds to stop the clock. When we are done tonight, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We will have a segment out here, get to our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. That's a no-brainer. And then we'll get to our, which one of these drives will be our Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game. You choose, you pick.
Yeah. Can't really call many of them drives. There are one or two plays here or there.
Handoff left-hand side, spinning out of a tackle that time. C.J. Johnson runs the football for maybe a gain of two or three. So it's going to bring up third down now for the Lampkins at the 23-yard line. That's a loss of two on that play after a five-yard gain on the previous play. So third and seven coming up here for the Lampkins.
That's the old reliable jet sweep play there.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
I love it,
Mike's
man.
Favorite
I love
play.
It.
I was telling you about our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, the Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game, and then two segments of scoreboard back with Kyle Johnson in the studio tonight. All of that on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Campos to throw. Steps up, swings it out right-hand side. Joe Cottingham with a catch and a first down. Good sidestep by Joe. Was it high jump that he was so good at this year, too? Did he win a title? My brain is leaving me tonight, but Joe's a terrific basketball player, too. Makes me think of my buddy Bruce Dick, my cohort on Clark and the Coach, weekdays 10 to 11 on KFKA. Bruce is going to be getting busy with Lampkin basketball coming up pretty soon. 32-yard line here for Nicky McGuire. McGuire, well, now it's Easy Campos back in and throws that one out on the left-hand side, incomplete. DeMarco Sanchez Ferguson was the intended receiver.
Well, and I don't know if that was designed to just get it out of his hands really quick, but McGuire was down the field about 20 yards behind, not 20 yards behind the safety, but he was 20 yards downfield behind the safety. So if he would have been seen, that probably could have been a touchdown.
All right, 32-yard line. It is a second down and 10 here for the Lampkins. 5 minutes, 32 seconds to go. The clock is stopped. Second down and 10 here. Back in the shotgun is Campos. Easy wants the football. He's going to throw. Step up now. He's going long down the middle of the field for McGuire up in the air. It is caught. Nicky McGuire took it right away from the defender, and that's going to be a Lampkin touchdown. There is a flag, but I think this is against the defender.
I'm not so sure. This one could be either way for me. Honestly, both of them were kind of hand-fighting, so I probably would not have thrown any sort of flag, but since he did, we're going to see what he called.
Boy, Nicky McGuire just took it right away from the defender, too. They're going to pick it up. I think this is a Lampkin touchdown. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, Mike.
Well, it's just so interesting to have that flag thrown, and defensive backs, no matter what level of football you're talking about, they just don't have a chance if there's any contact between the receiver and the defensive back. It's always going to be on the defensive back, and that's one of those cases where both were hand fighting. Probably could have just let that one go.
Extra point coming up. Lopez on. Snap plays down. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. We still have 5:21 to go, third quarter, and now a 32-point game. 46-14, Fossil Ridge in front. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to Canvas Stadium, 46-14. Fossil Ridge in front, but the Lambkins, long pass, Campos to Nicky McGuire. Went up and stole it from the defender and gets into the end zone. We'll get our CNH Solution scoring summary here after the kickoff. Mike's going, nope, I don't have it. All right, that's fair. Well, how many have we done of those today? About 106. Here's the return. Coming out with a football, the 20, 25, the 30. Spin out of a tackle all the way out to the 40-yard line here. Good return. Dominic Leone got back there to return that kick for the Sabercats. So Jeff Fulton's team will go to work here. My guess is they're going to go to the ground game here. Try to pound out one more drive and a score, but we've still got 17 minutes of football left.
Well, I'm looking down there, definitely have some subs in the game. 29, whoever that may be, is back in at quarterback.
As we said, I think it's Josh Allen.
Look, and I know we had that issue earlier where something happened to a jersey, so.
Off on the right-hand side, handoff here. I think it's Toshkov. Spins it outside, and nope, it's not. That for Fossil Ridge is number 30. Oh, that's Michael Doyle. Oh, I don't have a height and weight on Michael Doyle, but he's diminutive.
Here it says 5'7", 135.
There you go. All right, 43-yard line. They need the 50 for a first down, so a gain of 3 for Doyle. Second down and 7 coming up. Take the handoff here. Doyle again. That's a first down. Look at him go. Inside the 40. Going to try to cut this one back at the 20. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. That's a Michael Doyle touchdown. He just went 57 yards for a touchdown. Go for 2.
Well, and he's the one who came in earlier and had the long run
That's
down
right.
the sideline when Pollock got hurt. Oh, we have a holding
call
back here.
No, there's no way. Mike, there's no way it's holding. This is not Michael Doyle's night. He's been in the end zone twice.
They've been called.
Wow.
He's going to tell everybody, you guys remember when I almost scored 2 touchdowns at Canvas Stadium?
Remember the game that wouldn't end? Yeah. We talk about that. I got here at 9 o'clock this morning, 8:55 for Clark and the coach, which started at 10 o'clock. Then Brady Hull and the whole show came in from 11 to 2. Kyle Johnson was down here at 3 for football night in NoCo, and then we got our pregame and the game started, but that seems like weeks ago. 46-14. It's not like we've had pounders in each game, too. Rocky Mountain dropping a 34-7 decision to Pooter earlier in the first game of the Kansas Community Classic. Going to throw here, and over the middle pass is caught, 29 with the throw, and got it out to another Fossil Ridge receiver in Brian Bauerfeind. He was a junior. It was another Bauerfeind that I wanted to say he was with Fossil Ridge as well. Might have been Brian's brother. 46-14, 4 minutes, 13 seconds. The clock has stopped. Every time I look up at the clock, Mike, it stopped.
Yeah, it's not moving very quick here in the third quarter.
The third quarter has lasted 2.5 days right now. 49-yard line. It is 3rd and 1 for Fossil. Here's the handoff of the quarterback. We don't have on the roster, and they give it to Doyle, and they wrap him up for a loss. So now Fossil's going to give it back to Fort Collins. When we're done, I know it's coming. Kyle Johnson is back in the studio. Kyle, just go get a pillow. Lay down in the back room. Go back to the green room and just kick back on one of those couches, because it could be a while before we get to you and the Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up when we're done tonight. Fourth down, Fossil Ridge. We'll kick it away. This one is deep. It's going to bounce where? I lost it. That's at the 32-yard line and going dead right there out of bounds. So the Lampkins will come back, take over the football at the 32-yard line. 3:15 to play. Still the third quarter here at Canvas Stadium. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, second down and 11 here for the Lampkins, their own 31-yard line, 2:48 and counting here in the third quarter. The clock is officially moving. 32-point lead for Fossil Ridge, 46-14. Snap, four Collins moved early, they didn't call it. Get it to Nicky McGuire on the outside. Good spin move by McGuire, and he takes it out to the 39-yard line. Pitch and catch of about 6 or 7 yards there for the Lampkins. It'll be second down coming up.
And Trenton Kincaid, the cornerback for Fossil Ridge on that right side of the defense, did a fantastic job that play. McGuire's trying to really get outside, but Kincaid does a good job of keeping that outside arm free, forcing him back into all the help.
All right, 38-yard line is where they'll mark it. They need the 42, so after a gain of 6, it's second and 4. Campos looked like he was going to saunter off to the Wild West right there, but he comes back now and is going to take the snap. Easy back to throw. Looking, going down the right-hand side. There's a man wide open. Is that Joe Cottingham? I think it is. Catch inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. It is Cottingham, and now Joe's injured. And right now Bruce Dick is going, oh, no. And we talked about that with Pete Freeman on Clark and the Coach today, watching Pete, the basketball coach at Highland, was watching one of his star shooters quarterback the football team, and talk about anxiety for a basketball coach. And now Joe Cottingham, multi-sport athlete, and be a big part of the Lampkins basketball team this year, is on his back and writhing in pain. So we'll see. We get a injury timeout, so this is about a 60-second timeout, it looks like. We'll come back here in a moment, 46-14. We are still, Mike, in the third quarter, aren't we?
Yep. You got it.
That's right. We'll come back in a moment. Timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I did not see what ended up happening at Joe Cottingham. Did you, Mike?
He's over there on the sideline running back and forth
good,
a little bit
good,
now.
Good. All right. All right, Lampkins after the catch by Cottingham down to the 25-yard line of Fossil Ridge. McGuire is going to keep this one up the middle, spins out of a tackle inside the 20 in the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. Takes it down to the 16-yard line, so McGuire there for about 10.
And I'm sorry, Clark, I think I lied to you there. I think I see him on the training table over there. They're kind of looking at one of his ankles maybe. That kind of tackle, he kind of got wrapped up around the waist, and then the guy kind of fell on his legs as they were going down. So easy one to get an ankle done up there.
Speaking of easy, Easy Campos is back in the ballgame now at quarterback. They're kind of switching back and forth with McGuire and Campos. Give this to Josiah Elmore up the middle. Hadn't called his name in a long time. I think it was Elmore with a carry, if that's 28. That might be 29, though.
As the night is going, the numbers are getting harder and harder to see.
Yeah, and in 12 hours, my eyes are shot here. Last 22 seconds of the third quarter. That's the longest third quarter in the history of the game of football. And we got one more to go. 46-14, Fossil Ridge in front. Pooter dropped Rocky Mountain in the first end of the Canvas Community Classic today, 34-7. Going to throw here easy to the end zone, and nobody going to catch that, or somebody did. Oh, my, what a catch in the end zone. A bloop pass like an Ephus pitch into the corner, and Augustine with a catch for a touchdown. Alex Augustine, the senior, just outfought the defender for it.
Yeah,
look at the comeback here.
It was such a weird one. It just kind of was a floater out to the corner there, and he caught it down like on his hip, just kind of one-armed it. But, here we go.
And look at that. We're done with the third quarter, too. Extra point coming, and then we'll get a break here.
Got to extend it just a little bit more here.
Extra point. Snap plays down. Kick is on the way, and it is good. Running clock isn't going to happen tonight, so sit back and enjoy yourselves, folks. Got a long way to go. 46-21. The lead is cut to a mere 25 points. Here come the Lampkins. Here we go to break. This break brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, Clark Johnson and Mike Danson back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Our Buildings by Design game of the week, doubleheader of the week. Thank Buildings by Design for their sponsorship here on Preps Radio. We get to the fourth and final quarter. Seven quarters of football we've done today, and we have one remaining. Mike talking to me off the air and said, hey, because Fossil Ridge has already put in all their subs. At what point does Jeff Fulton get a little nervous and go, whoops, maybe too soon for that?
Yeah, it happened.
But it's 46-21 now. We were an extra point away from a running clock, I don't know, 45 minutes ago. Yeah, and Bryce Olson shot it wide to the left. He'll get a postcard from me. Boy, what a night for Colton Pollock, though. He'll be, I'll just tell you right now, surprises out of the cat's out of the bag here. He's going to be our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, and he's going to be our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week, I'll tell you that. This kid has just had a tremendous football game, and when they think back on the first of these Canvas Community Classics, you're going to think, remember that night Colton Pollock, the sophomore, just lit it up? Yep. That's what he did. 46-21 is our score in this football game. And we've got all sorts of stuff going on. And you know what? Let's just keep playing. We don't need the clock to run. We've got an elf out on the field right now. We got some Marines trying to blow him up. But we're not playing any football right now. We're just biding our time here in between quarters. 46-21. All right, we're going to have a kickoff at some point here after the third period ended. So they'll finally come out and kick this thing off. I think these players are having so much fun, they don't want to leave tonight. All right, Lopez will line it up at the 40-yard line and kick it off again. Can't see who the deep man is. I think it's Leone back there, and the kick goes over his head and out of the end zone, so no time off the clock. And we will go Fossil Ridge from the 20-yard line. First and 10 here as they own a 46-21, 25-point lead in the football game. But for Fort Collins, at least some things to hang their hat on tonight. A couple of good drives at the end of the ball game here, getting into the end zone. A couple of big plays, too. Nicky McGuire, that thievery he had for his touchdown. And then Joe Cottingham, a good catch down the side. Hope Joe's okay. I see the trainer's table has been abandoned, so hopefully he's up and moving around down there. In fact, I think I see him standing down by the 30-yard line, kind of exercising his legs. All right, back to throw is the player we don't know, number 29 on the scorecard here. Passes up and incomplete. Are they going to get a flag? You bet they are. Why not? We have had a set a record already for penalties in the game. Let's just keep adding to it. Put the football at where the 40, well, no, it's not a spot foul here.
It's 15 yards.
We'll it is. No matter what you do to the defender, it's 15 yards, yeah. Right? Take a gun out and shoot him, and it's a 15-yard penalty.
Well, and that's when I was coaching defensive backs, if there was a guy that
well, you just say tackle
was just
him.
Super, yeah, if you know you're beat and the ball's coming to him, just take out his legs and we'll deal with the 15-yard penalty, live to fight another day.
Obviously being facetious in saying that, but it's true. And it's my least favorite penalty. Pros have it right. If you're going to cream a guy that would catch the football, why wouldn't you get it in that spot? Especially late in a game, too. Going to throw here, right-hand side, pass caught. Out on the right-hand side here for Lampkins. Or for, I take that back, for, yeah, it is for the Lampkins. Nope, Fossil Ridge, Clark. That's the team in the dark jerseys here. Brian Bauerfeind, 6-foot junior, makes the catch out there. 11 minutes and 30 seconds. We've got 30 seconds ticking off so far in this fourth quarter. We're moving in the right direction. When we get to it, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. And bless you, Kyle Johnson, for sitting back in the studio and waiting for the scoreboard show at the end of the ballgame here. Right-hand side, this is Doyle, and he couldn't find anywhere to go. They wrap him up and put him down back at the 40-yard line. The diminutive Michael Doyle that time. He's either going to break it for a touchdown or they're going to hammer him.
Yeah, and one of the things he's going to have to figure out as he He was just a sophomore, too. Is that right, Clark?
Doyle is a senior.
Oh, he is a senior. Just kind of, he runs a lot east to west, and he's super fast, and it works sometimes for him, but they get you in the backfield, you're done for.
Second down, and then about 17 or 18 here. Going to throw down the middle, picked off. Collins has a pick. Interception there is by Augustine. That's Alex Augustine, who has made some plays tonight, folks. And the senior with the pick there and a wide throw. And so with 10:33 to go in the game, 46-21, and Fort Collins has it back now. And you know they're going to be throwing just about every down here. All right, Lampkins will go to work from the 42-yard line. First down here for Matt Yum's club. They were down 46-7. They put two scores in a row on the board, trying for three now. Going to throw it, pass incomplete, and taken down is Joe Van Meter. Tight end coming out that time to try and make the grab in Fossil Ridge territory, and it's incomplete. So second and 10 coming up here for the Lampkins.
Clark, on that one, the flag just came out. I was going to say I would put money that he was well past the line of scrimmage. He was a yard and a half past the line of scrimmage when he released that ball. So
this is an unusual call, so it's going to take the referees about a half an hour to figure it out. But they should get there. They're talking about it. Yeah, there's the ball. There's the line. Here's my forearm. All right, now they're going to make the decision. Illegal forward pass. Right, he's past the line of scrimmage. Loss it down, move it back, put it at the 38-yard line. It's a 4-yard penalty from the 42 back to the 38, so call it first and or second and 14. All right, 46-21, Fossil Ridge in front here. Second game of two in the Canvas Community Classic here at Canvas Stadium. Been a great day out here. Thank you all for listening along tonight. Getting kind of long in the tooth now, but here's a pass out to McGuire. Look at him go. 45-yard line midfield. Nicky steps out of bounds near a first down at the Fossil Ridge 48. And if we haven't had enough penalties, hey, Mike, here comes another one.
I didn't even see.
I thought they just threw one on the sideline.
Just watching the replay up on the screen, they're probably getting the second guy coming in on the out of bounds, hitting him out of bounds. The one guy was taking him down out of bounds. He's already out of bounds, and then a second guy came in and finished off the tackle.
15-yard penalty here against Fossil Ridge.
And Coach Fulton, he's got a lot of experience, and they're having a really good season, but I really have to question the switching out the subs as soon as he did. It was minutes in the third quarter when they got up 39, and that's when he started making all the subs.
46-7, though, Mike. I mean, you're a missed extra point away from a running clock, but you're right. I mean, and what an offensive difference from the sub situation to where you are now. Out on the left-hand side, the catch is made there for Fort Collins.
I would much rather leave those guys in for one or two more possessions than if this thing gets any closer. At what point do you have to think about bringing all those guys back in now that they've been sitting on the sideline, they're all cold, have to try to warm up again and go out there and play football?
I've seen that happen in some basketball games. And all of a sudden, you see here come the starters again in the fourth quarter or something. And the coach is like, okay. Don't happen in football that often. In at the 29-yard line now, Lampkins trying to get their fourth score of the ball game here. Campos to throw, going to step up now. Easy probably going to run. No, now he throws in the corner. Nicky McGuire, touchdown.
We got a couple of flags back here. I think we're going to have ineligible man downfield.
There's a flag on almost every play. I love officials for doing the job, but by golly, keep it in your pocket for a while, boys. You don't have to call a penalty on every single play. They'll mark this one all the way back, and we'll do this over again. 9:25 to go as an entire 2 minutes and 35 seconds have ticked off of this fourth quarter clock in the last 23 minutes of our real watch.
Clark, just as I was mentioning it, you know, now we got Frerichs coming back in for Fossil Ridge. Ooh. A lot of that people on the defensive line there coming back in for Fossil Ridge.
Put it back at the 39-yard line now for the Lampkins, down 46-21 now after scoring the last 14 points. Going to throw here, left-hand side, up in the air. Augustine's got the catch inside the 10, and Alex is down to the 6-yard line. That's a Fort Collins first and goal inside the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone, and a first and goal for the Lampkins. And guess what, Mike? Is that 11 plays in a row with a penalty?
I don't know. It's happening a lot here.
So bring that touchdown back. Forget that. Or that first and goal at the 6, I should say. And another penalty that's going to march him 40 yards back here. It took an entire 10 seconds off the game clock. So we'll drop it back out there. We are parked on the side of the building, and they said, as long as it's today, you're not going to get a ticket. We're not going to be out of here today. 44-yard line they go back to now. Collins going to try it again. Campo's left side, pass is caught. Is it McGuire again? It is. Nicky takes it down to the 39-yard line. At least the clock will keep running for a little bit here. 8:45 to play in the contest. It was 46-7 Fossil Ridge in this one. It's now 46-21. Second part of this game, a little unsettling for Jeff Fulton tonight, or do you think it's, you know, the intensity gets away and this is just the way it happens?
Yeah, you get up by that amount, and it's hard to keep the kids motivated, honestly. And then you start making subs, and the excitement for those young kids to get out and play on a college stadium.
Fossil Ridge is going to take a timeout here. 8:18 to go in the contest. 46-21, Fossil in front. We'll take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, third down for the Lampkins here. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson back with you in the Lions Irrigation Broadcast booth. 46-21, 25-point advantage for Fossil. Back to throw here in trouble, and easy is going to be sacked. Campos goes down at the 41-yard line.
And Clark,
Mike, that's two plays in a row without a flag. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You can just see the difference. The whole defensive line for Fossil Ridge has been changed out to the starting defensive line again. And they do a good job of keeping him in the pocket, not letting him break contain, and then they're able to finish off the sack there.
Had to put the big boys back in there, no doubt about it. Theo Frerichs, just so good, man. When he was on the opposite side from Nathan Hallmark last year, that was a terrific pass rush. Left-hand side pass is going to be caught on the outside here. Josiah Elmore, good move by Elmore. Did he get out of bounds with a first down? Oh, look at that, Mike. What's back at the 45? Could you explain that to me?
This, and Clark, I'm sorry, we've had a lot of flags, but this one was a must call.
Is that
Frerichs
right?
Is running free at the quarter, and the right tackle just kind of gives him a hug and it slings him down. So definitely a holding call here.
Well, this penalty, which is the 614,000th of the night, will give us time to pause and let our local stations identify themselves. This is Preps Radio.
The Denver Broncos, Prep Sports, and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA Greeley.
All right, 44-yard line we'll march it back to here. They need the 25-yard line, Mike, for a first down. Just saying, they need to go 25, 32 yards here. Throw it out complete. Here's the hook and ladder, and the ball goes to McGuire. Now he's going to throw it backwards, and this looks like, oh, and then he threw it backwards. So we're just doing the NFL thing. You know that last play thing where they throw it backwards to 39 different people? they're doing that with 7:13 left in the game here.
Yeah, don't bring that up, Clark. That
brother
Cleveland Brown Pittsburgh Steeler game a couple weeks ago really did me in on a bet there at
it sure did.
End of the game. So
I know some of the folks had teased that team up a little bit, and boom. You get to the last play in a game, you can't start counting your money. You got to wait until it's actually over and zeros are on the clock, which may never happen here. 7:13 to play fourth quarter.
I finally thought I was going to be able to afford to fill up my gas tank all the way. And
that's right.
Not a chance.
Handoff up the middle here for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, and they take it to the 45-yard line.
I think we have another new quarterback in, maybe.
Got green shoes on, so
that's
good.
Number 10, Caleb Pisano.
All right, and as I said, I love his shoes. He's the easiest one to see on the field out there with the bright green shoes.
And maybe that's 16, Isaac Gilliland. Yeah, I think that's 16.
Is it the guy with the green shoes?
Yep.
All right.
Those look like the...
it's 16, yeah.
Those bright Seahawk uniforms that they wear. Those bright green ones.
I think we had another penalty. Yeah, they're putting that back in his pocket. Just leave it on the field. You're going to call a penalty on every single play. Just leave the flag out there. Why do you keep bending it over and getting it? All right. I will be umpiring on Sunday, by the way. You come out and yell at me if you want. All right, here we go. 40-yard line, first down. For the Sabercats. They lead 46-21, 6.5 to play. Left-hand side in and out of the hands that time. On the outside for Fossil Ridge, that was Marcus Mosier. So we're going to have 2nd and 10 for the Sabercats. What a night for Colton Pollock, the sophomore. 4 rushing touchdowns, 1 of 43 yards, 1 of 45 yards. And, of course, the touchdown pass as well. 5 had his hands on 5 different scores this ballgame. And Michael Doyle spins right, trying to get outside. Another spinning move on the outside. Going to get a flag? No. How about that? So no gain on the play. Maybe you even lost one. Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up here sometime. In the near future, 6:09 on the clock. That doesn't mean a whole lot. But, Kyle Johnson back in the studio. We're going to have to wake him probably from his nap here as this game has gone late into the evening. But Kyle's going to have all the scores for you coming up on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Mike and I will also have the Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game and our Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the football game. And there have been a lot of drives today. That pass down the middle, incomplete, broken up. So it'll be 4th down now for Jeff Fulton's club, who played a terrific 3 quarters and then, kind of let the, as the subs came in, kind of let the intensity get away in this one. I think Fossil Ridge showed a lot of different athletes tonight. They could be... You work, you get through your conference, they can win this conference again. They won the conference last year. They can do that again, and then, boy, what if you get Kubot back and you can put Pollock back at a running back spot? Could be kind of salty in the playoffs. Here's the kick, fair catch, in at about the 12-yard line of the Lampkins here, so we will take a break. 5:36 to play in the ballgame, 46-21, Fossil Ridge in front of Fort Collins, the Canvas Community Classic here on KFK. Hey, want to thank again sponsors we've been thanking all day, Crazy Carl's Pizza, 3 locations, 2 here in Fort Collins, 1 out at Timberline and Drake out there, and then they've got the west of the campus here on West Elizabeth and also in Loveland on 29th Street, so... It is Crazy Carl's, best pizza around. We thank them for their sponsorship of this event tonight. And also, Fort Collins Heating and Air, since 1934, folks. They can simply take care of you. Thank you to our good friends at Fort Collins Heating and Air. Here we go, back to throw. Gets it out on the right-hand side, complete. Out over the 20, can't stay in bounds. They knock him out of bounds. Nope, they're going to keep the clock running. That referee's got a date because that guy was well out of bounds, and he keeps – I love that referee. I'll send him a thank you.
He says it's well past my bedtime.
It was an hour ago, dude, when you dropped your 348th flag personally on the night. All right. Where do we go? 22-yard line, just short of a first down at second and a half yard here for the Lambkins. Going to throw two steps, fired over the middle. Pass is going to be almost intercepted. Off on the left-hand side that time.
It's Lautzenheiser.
It is Lautzenheiser. Ryan Lautzenheiser, the cornerback. He would have been off to pick six land if he had caught that.
So, Clark, we've seen Pooter tonight. We've seen Fossil Ridge tonight. How would you handicap that game, looking at when those two teams are going to have to play here in the future?
I think Pooter's a physical team. Not saying that Fossil Ridge is not. Fossil Ridge has more playmakers, I would call it that way. But Pooter's a tough team. I think they're going to be a stout team. I would look forward to see what that matchup looks like. Yeah,
that's one. I'm not sure what the two Boulder teams bring to this conference. But
this conference may have come down to Fossil and Pooter. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's see. Where are we at? 24-yard line. Got the first down. It's a first and 10 here. Lampkins with the football and 4:25 to play. Easy back to throw. Steps over the pocket now. He's going to take off. Here's Campos trying to get to the 30. Spin it outside. He'll get to the sideline. And he stays in. Now there's a flag afterwards, of course.
And that's another one of those easy takes the quarterback slide there. Yep. He's going to stay in bounds. And then, it's just not something that high school football players are used to seeing. And they just come in and level him even after the quarterback slide.
Is he going to pick this up or no? No, personal foul. And Jeff Fulton just kind of shakes his head and walks the other way. He's seen it all tonight, there's no doubt. 46-21, Fossil Ridge in front, 4:13 to go. They'll spin that clock around. Alt Feed Mill postgame show's coming up. We'll have a segment out here. Mike and I get our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game and our Steamway Florida ceiling drive of the game. Then back to the studio. And Kyle Johnson will have all the scores for you. It's all coming up on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show.
With the weather tonight, I have never been more thankful to be in a booth.
Boy, we got no kidding.
Starting to rain again here.
Campos back, and down he goes. They'll sack him back on the 42-yard line. 77 for Fossil on the tackle.
Yeah, Griffin Hinckley. It's a defensive lineman, 6'2", 225. And that's part of that starting group for Fossil Ridge, that defensive line. They brought them back in on that last possession for Fort Collins. They've stayed out there now.
43-yard line, empty backfield for Easy Campos here. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the ballgame. Campos to throw. Steps up now off on the left-hand side. He's going to run this time. Looking for the 50. Will he get out of bounds? He does. They hammer him out of bounds at the sideline there. And for that, we get to stop the clock with 3:05 to play now. That is 185 seconds. The crowd has thinned out a bunch. We had a pretty good crowd for the second game. And considering you had a pretty steady rain in the second half, too. Kudos to all the folks that stayed out here tonight. Not a heavy rain, but it's constant. I feel like having a big giant stand over you with a squirt gun all night. Or one of those spray bottles. Back to throw. That's kind of what we had at Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That was the night where we kind of looked at each other. We said we've been sitting in this for 2 hours and then looked around and it was like standing water everywhere. There's another penalty flag. I really want to know. And if there, I don't know where I can research this, but how many penalties have been called tonight? And is it indeed a Colorado CHASA record for penalties tonight? It has to be approaching it.
Yeah, the first half really went pretty smooth, honestly.
Yeah. But here, it's been the second half.
Yeah, the second half is really lots of penalties. You could just feel the kind of intensity drop, and that's where people kind of get lazy and that kind of stuff starts happening.
All right, 47-yard line for the Lambkins now. Campos will throw, left-hand side caught. I'm sure he'll go out of bounds. Hey, they kept him in. And that's a catch out on the outside that time. Making the grab is Joe Van Meter. Van Meter's a terrific player, too. great defensive player. That's really gets most of his notoriety on this team. But he's a terrific tight end as well. Okay, Lampkins will have a fourth down now. They're in at the 45-yard line of Fossil Ridge. Fourth and about a yard and a half here. Easy waits for the football here. Probably have to throw again. Still waiting for the snap. Now he will throw it right-hand side and passes caught, but this is going to lose yardage, I think. No, it's incomplete. So unable to get the football on the outside was Trenton Price, and it'll be Fossil Ridge football here with 2:16 to play. All they need to do is go to a knee for a few of these. Can't imagine that Matt Yen would stop the clock.
Just trying to do the math here in my head. Yet, 40 seconds after every kneel down, so
that would do it, wouldn't it? We've got
pretty close. As long as
120, yeah. We've got a. Let's see. Let's put the math to work. 120, 136 seconds left. 40, 80, 120. Boy, we wouldn't quite get there. I don't think. I think they'd be time might run out on fourth down, but they're gonna. Boy, they moved. They'll pick it up. They just got to go down here. And they get the quarterback. He runs it out to the 50-yard line here. It was Isaac Gilliland again, the sophomore, getting some snaps in there tonight.
Yeah, your green shoes guy.
Yeah. Old Jimmy Green Shoes out there. Gain of four for Gilliland. Second down and six here for Fossil Ridge. As we tick down to 1:45 to go, Mike, I can't believe I'm going to say it, but we may get to the end of this thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to jinx it.
Watch, we'll get a lightning delay in the final minute. Yeah. Here it comes.
I hope they could agree to just
give
call
us another
it at
half
that
hour.
Point.
Yep, that's exactly right. We have enjoyed our stay today, but you know, like when you have those guests over, they just won't go home. That feels like us right now. All right, back to throw. Gilliland's going to hand off here. I think it's Doyle who gets to the 50. So down to 1:10 to go in this one. Sabercats, as we said, Thursday they'll be on the road at Boulder. Then Friday the 14th in a couple of weeks, it'll be a Rocky Mountain matchup. For Fort Collins, on the other hand, Friday they'll get Rocky Mountain. And then on the 14th they'll be at Fairview. So that's the next two up-and-comers for the Lambkins and the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Pooter and Palace, Eric Tonkin's team, knocking out Rocky Mountain earlier today in the first one of these two games for the doubleheader. Beat them 34-7. 46-41 right here. This will be interesting with the rain coming down, because when I was on the freeway yesterday, my driver's side windshield wiper flew off. Just like it was tired of working, and I don't mean it flew off and fell off and rolled off. It just flew like somebody shot it out of a cannon on the freeway. I was like, well, I'm not gonna be able to go back and get that. Now I'll get to get home tonight in the rain, so that'll be fun as well. 45-yard line. Third down handoff here for the Sabercats. It's the runoff on the left-hand side, and that's 36, I believe, is what I saw. Mason Griffin, who is a sophomore.
That'll wrap it up, Clark. Look at that.
Look at that. Final 7 seconds, Mike. They said it wouldn't happen, and here it is. Ball game. The clock goes out. Our Gould Park's final scoreboard says 46-21. Fossil Ridge will come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103-1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back out here to Canvas Stadium. We get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt, the number 970-834-2132. Mike, a couple of terrific football games out here tonight. We saw Pooter take care of Rocky Mountain in the opener of the Canvas Community Classic. Beat them 34-7, and here in the nightcap, Fossil Ridge 46-21 over the Fort Collins Lambkins. A successful first go here in a doubleheader at Canvas Stadium, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm sure the kids all made some memories that they'll have forever. And, a couple of fun football games.
Yep, no doubt about it. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. This one was a simple pick. Colton Pollock went off tonight, the sophomore for Fossil Ridge. Four touchdowns. He had three. Did he have four rushing touchdowns?
He had four rushing
four
touchdowns.
Four rushing touchdowns and one passing touchdown. So five touchdowns combined for Colton Pollock tonight, the sophomore. He is our Norfolk Iron Medal Player of the Week. In fact, our Player of the Game. He's, in fact, going to be our Norfolk Iron Medal Player of the Week with that effort. And you'll be able to see his picture and a caption about the ball game here up on our website on Monday at 1310kfka.com. All right, the Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game, where are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the second possession for Fossil Ridge of the game, the one that put them up two scores. It's the only drive that was actually a drive. It was nine plays. It took 2:58 off the clock, and surprise, surprise, it ended with a Pollock three-yard touchdown run.
All right, we know it's late, so we're going to get you back to our studio, and Kyle Johnson waiting to give you all the scores back in the studio, the rest of the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. For Mike, I'm Clark. For Micah back in the studio, and for Kyle, thank you. And for all of you listening along tonight, thank you. This was a blast today here at Canvas Stadium as the Fort Collins teams all got together and made it a memorable, memorable night. As the rain falls here at Canvas Stadium, we'll say goodnight to you. Stay tuned, though, for more of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up next with Kyle Johnson back in the studio right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Allo Communications Studios as we roll on in the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Thank you for staying up late with us tonight here as we go through the scores as we had them from the evening that was across Northern Colorado Preps football. We will start with a final from last night. Valley, the Vikings sail past the Wellington Eagles 51-22. Valley now 2-3 on the season. Platte Valley got out to an early lead, 20-6, I believe, 20-6, 20-7 over the Dievelin Jaguars. Dievelin comes all the way back and makes it a 29-20 ball game. Broncos get a touchdown late, but actually they got a touchdown with 5 minutes left to cut that lead to 29-27. That's where the game would finish. We had Benin Prospect Ridge on our radar tonight. Could not get a final between those two teams. Go to 2A League 2. Weld Central gets their first victory of the season as they roll the Sterling Tigers 47-7. So Sterling, an interesting team. They're now 1-4 on the season. The Tigers started off 0-3, and then they got a big win, kind of did what Weld Central did to them tonight. Weld Central had not won a game. They go out to Sterling and win 47-7. Final from last night, Brush and Arvada. The Beat Diggers outdig the Bulldogs at 48-30. They're now 2-3 on the season, and one game coming up tomorrow in 2A League 2. That is the Timnath Cubs traveling to University to take on the Bulldogs. A game we had circled on our score sheet tonight was Berthoud and Fort Lepton. It was close throughout, but the Spartans pulled away in the end. They win it 35-14, thanks in large part to Alex Larson. He had four rushing TDs on the night for the Spartans, including one on fourth and goal from the five to start the ball game. A couple, the other ones, all from inside the 10, but Alex Larson able to punch him in. Jace Newbill also had a rushing touchdown for the Berthoud Spartans. Eaton rolled a Steamboat tonight, the Reds over the Sailors, 41-7. They're 4-1 on the season, now the number three ranked team, that is. Walker Martin, a big night as always. He connected with his buddy Zach Grable twice, once from 19 yards out, once from 74 yards out. He also had a touchdown pass to Austin Martinez. That one a 33-yarder. So once again, Eaton rolls a 41-7. Green Mountain makes quick work of the Meade Mavericks as they dispatch him 43-7. So the Rams now 5-0 on the season, ranked number 3. Meade trending in the wrong direction as they now drop their record to 1-4. Uphill battle for one of the teams, or one of the area's better teams over the last few years. Looks like the Mavericks going to have trouble getting back into the playoffs this year. They've played a tough schedule, a lot of top 10 teams, but they haven't got by any of them. And the loss, maybe their worst on the season tonight. They fall 43-7. Thompson Valley and Niwot will match up tomorrow. The Cougars will be at home. They're 3-1 on the season. Thompson Valley at 2-2. Final from last night between Mountain View and Centaurus. The 4A Warriors could not handle the 3A Mountain Lions. That's a 43-6 final. Mountain View gets their first win of the season. Centaurus now 3-3 after the loss. Resurrection Christian continues to dominate teams. They get a shutout tonight in 56-0, the final there. Now the Cougars are 5-0 on the season. They'll start league play next week. That'll step up the competition as they have number one Roosevelt, number four Northridge, both in their league. Both of those teams off this week, so they will pick up when league play picks up next week. Windsor and Greeley Central, District 6 was the host. The Wizards worked their magic. They win 42-0 over the Greeley Central Wildcats to get their second win of the season. Good game in Loveland tonight. The Red Wolves and the Erie Tigers, 35-14 the final. That game jumped out quickly in favor of the Red Wolves. I think they got it 21-7 at one point, 21-14. And then Loveland scores a couple of second half touchdowns to stretch it out, win 35-14. Red Wolves now ranked number five in the season, or number five in the state, number or win their fifth game of the season. Need to slow down and actually read what I have on paper here. Trey Olson started the game on the right foot for the Red Wolves. He scampered in from 75 yards out for a touchdown. Garrett Harstead had a couple of touchdowns, won a long one of 71 yards. He also had a touchdown pass to Ty Young for 13 yards. Hudson Vogaser got into the end zone on a 21-yard run. There's your scores for the Loveland Red Wolves tonight in victory against the Erie Tigers. Crosstown rival in Longmont between Silver Creek and Skyline. The Falcons in a hard-fought battle get past the Silver Creek Raptors at 28-21. Both of those teams were 3-2 coming in, so Skyline now 4-2 on the season. Silver Creek drops to 500. Longmont no trouble with the Spartans of Greeley West, 42 to zip that game. Trojans now 2-4 on the season. Greeley West falls to 1-5. Their first conference matchup of the season for both of those squads. Broomfield ranked number two in the polls. They had a back and forth game against Dakota Ridge. They got out to an early lead. I think it got to as close as 24-17. Eagles rolling now. They are ahead 48-17. 5A. Actually, let's check our smaller classification games. A real good one tonight. Homecoming for the Yuma Indians. We wanted to keep an eye on that one as the Wiggins Tigers have been a fun team to keep track of this season. They're ranked number four. They fall to the number five ranked Indians 23-20 as Yuma gets a field goal with 3 seconds left in the game. Yuma had that game at 20-6 at one point. Wiggins comes storming back to get within, to get even at 20, but Yuma drives down and kicks the game-winning field goal. Dayspring and Marino will do battle tomorrow in eight-man football. Coach Benny Fusco and his Dayspring Christian Eagles are 3-1 in the season. They got a big win over Hayden last week as they will try to up that record one more time against Marino tomorrow. Highland looking for their first victory. They'll travel up the canyon to take on the Estes Park Bobcats. Going to be an uphill battle, though, literally driving there and on the field as Estes Park undefeated on the season at 4-1. So those are the games that we're looking forward to tomorrow, as well as all of our finals from today. Once again, the finals from our Canvas Community Classic out at Canvas Stadium tonight. Pooter and Rocky, the first game of the doubleheader. The Impalas win that one 34-7. Game two of the doubleheader went the way of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats as they advance 46-21. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Alt Feed Mill postgame show rolls on here from the Allo Communications studios as we wrap up a long day from, I guess I was there for a little while, the Canvas Community Classic, and but had a full day out there. Had Clark and the coach early this morning at 10 o'clock, and then Brady Hull and the whole show did their thing. We had football night in Oco from 3 to 4. Then we did the pregame show 4 to 4:30. We had a doubleheader, and now we've got our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Been a great day. Been a fun day. Lots of cool things on the high school football side of things as well, getting those kids the ability to play in that field. We're going to try to get the head coach, one of the two winners tonight, if not both tomorrow. We'll just see how much time we have on Preps Rewind, as I'm going to fill in for Clark Johnson in the morning. But we'll see how many of those guys we can get on, but I just want to talk about with them, not only the wins for their teams, but what a cool atmosphere it was, how it was to play, get to be in the locker rooms, all the different things that they got to do tonight. So we'll try to either get Eric Tonkin or Jeff Fulton, or maybe both on Preps Rewind in the morning. Not going to do any coaches interviews tonight just because we did run so late. We have some confirmed coaches for in the morning on Preps Rewind, though. So if you want to hear from Alan Jeffries about how his Loveland Red Wolves got a victory tonight, we have Scott Leffler from the Valley Vikings confirmed for in the morning, as well as Corey Tickner to talk about a big Berthoud Spartans win over Fort Lepton tonight. All of those guys on Preps Rewind tomorrow. We'll get you through all the scores again in the morning as well. So all of that to come tomorrow. Seeing this little tidbit from Kevin Lytle of the Colorado and the total game attendance at Canvas Stadium tonight, just over 10,000. So a very good night attendance-wise, especially for a long, rainy evening out there at Canvas Stadium to draw that well and have two games and all the like. It sounded like it was a very successful night. So we'll see if that's something that continues between the four Fort Collins schools in the future. But a fun day here. That'll wrap us up from the Allo Communications studios. For the entire crew that was on our airwaves all day long today, Clark and Pete Freeman with Clark and the coach, Brady Hull, as well as Clark and Mike on game coverage, Micah Kilpatrick behind the glass doing all the producing, keeping us in line here tonight. We thank you for joining us. My name's Kyle Johnson. Have a blessed weekend. We'll talk to you in the morning. When we turn off, we'll go back to regular programming. This has been the Alt Feed Mill Postgame Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. Oh, I better give you the finals again. That's what a good broadcaster will do. Our finals tonight, Pooter 34, Rocky Mountain 7, Fossil Ridge 46, Fort Collins 21. We'll talk to you in the morning, 10 a.m., Preps Rewind, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.